Well, Josiah, you ready for the big opening night of the Brashear tournament?
I am ready, Tyler, and it should be an interesting game tonight. We have the first-seeded Knox County Eagles and the eighth-seeded Hannibal JV Pirates. Looks like they're going to rush the starting lineups on us. For Knox, we have McMahon, Dent, Schultz, Klaus, and Parrish. And open it up, Knox gets the bucket. Knox inbound to Schultz in the corner, McMahon on the wing. Back to point to Parrish. McMahon deep in the front court. Klaus on the wing into Dent at the free throw line. This is McMahon for the back door. He blows the layup. They're going to call a foul on Klaus, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to get him with over the back, but he didn't really do anything illegal. He's just taller than everybody else.
In the corner, Hannibal throws it away. Klaus gets a steal. Gets it to Parrish. Bring out the front court in the corner. McMahon on the wing. Calls for the pick. Dent sets the pick and rolls. Dent with a fadeaway jumper. Hits it.
Knox is just completely outplaying Hannibal early. Hannibal has the ball. Lewis dribbles down the right sideline, all the way down, cut off by Dent. Now dribbles inside, passes off to a wide open Bomer underneath the basket, and he lays it in. Knox County inbounds now. It's Schultz in the backcourt, guarded closely there by Bomer. He dribbles all the way into the lane, cuts to the hoop, misses a layup, and it's picked up there by Hannibal. Looks like Hicks. Hicks gives off to Bomer. He dribbles into the free throw lane. Now passes outside to Lewis. Lewis dribbles it inside and makes a kind of an awkward-looking shot, but it's knocked out of bounds by Knox County. They'll stay with Hannibal.
Schultz got the block on that one, I believe. Hannibal to inbound. Kicks it to number 23, McBride. Hicks coming down. Number 35, Hicks is blocked. McMahon bringing up the court. Goes in for the running jumper. Misses off the backboard. Sims to bring it up the court. Brings it to the wing. Hits Lewis on the wing. Knox playing some solid defense here. And Parrish just got the steal. Brings it up the court. Sets it up on the right wing. It's McMahon up top. Parrish on the wing. Parrish into Dent. Kicks it right out from under the basket. And hits Penn with the for the easy layup. He misses off the backboard. McBride takes it up and he's fouled.
By Dent. That's the hope for Hannibal is to get Dent and Schultz into foul trouble and it'll kind of even out the playing field a little.
That's one on Dent, two team fouls for Knox.
One on each Schultz, or Dent and
Klaus.
And Klaus both.
McBride hits the first free throw. Misses the second. Schultz with the rebound. Here is 5:30 remaining in the first quarter. McMahon on the wing. Hits Penn in the corner. Dent with a tough shot. He makes it and fouled.
That was a good looking shot. He just hung on tough after the foul and he got it to go anyway. He looks kind of like a man among boys, though. And it is Hannibal's JV team. You got to keep that into consideration. Dent nails the free throw. Hannibal ball. They have trouble getting across the press, but they break it. Lewis across the half-court line. Now it trapped in the corner. Feeds it outside to McBride. McBride up to the top for Sims. Sims dribbles left and hands off to Hicks. Hicks feeds it back to Sims inside. Sims has it on the right elbow. Now passes off to
Lewis.
McBride.
McBride, yeah.
McBride is blocked out of bounds by Schultz. It'll stay with Hannibal. It's going to be Lewis to trigger. He throws a lob, and it was terribly thrown. Picked off by Knox County McMahon. He dribbles down the left side, and nobody's guarding him now, finally.
Corner to Penn, and on block to Dent. Dribbles in the lane. Back to Penn, man on the wing. McMahon for three. No good. Sims with the rebound. Gives it to McBride. McBride passes up the court. Lewis misses a two. It was a deep two. They're going to call a jump ball.
McBride had Sims underneath the basket, and Lewis was at the three-point arc, and instead of taking the easy basket, he gave it to Lewis to opt for the three. I don't think that was probably too smart. Take the easy 2 points if they're giving them to you, but they opted for the three and missed it.
Handball moving the ball around. Sims just about lost it. Passed him in the face. McBride misses the three.
Look poor.
Trenhale in the corner. Passes it. McBride's a little double team.
They uncorked another shot. I tell you, they're pretty free shooting. They got a lot of rebounds. They pull another one down. This one is somebody we don't have the number for. Number five has it. Passes off to McBride. McBride feeds it inside to Sims. Now back out to Sims for the three-pointer. He misses it. Rebounded on the scrum by Trinhale. Trinhale gets it to five in the corner. Now he dribbles out to the left arc. Looks confused. Passes into the left elbow for...
Trinhale misses a shot.
They get another rebound. How many offensive rebounds is it on this possession?
I think that's four.
I'd say it's closer to five or six. I mean... Well, Knox County's rebounded a couple times, but before they get it to half court, they'll turn it over.
Dent finally stopped it on that one. Got a rebound off Trenhill's missed shot. McMahon has it in the wing, dribbling down to the block, brings it back up to Parrish at point. Parrish is a decent little point guard, but into Dent.
Little's the key word there. What is he listed at?
Parrish airballs a three. It hits the out-of-bounds line.
He's listed at 5'7", but I'd say that might be a little generous.
I'd say about 6 inches generous.
Well, Hannibal has the ball. I wasn't paying attention to what happened there.
Parrish's air ball hit the out-of-bounds line.
Oof.
Lewis, head on the block, airballed it. Penn with the rebound. Gets it to Parrish and brings it up the court.
Both teams are shooting exceedingly poor.
I don't know if you can credit that to good defense or just terrible shooting.
I don't know. Knox County seems to have whatever they want. They launch a lot of good-looking shots. They can't get in to fall, and Hannibal appears to have everything they don't want, but they launch it anyway and can't hit anything either. Here it belongs to Knox County out from underneath their own basket. It's passed into Dent now out to Schultz. Now in the right wing for McMahon's three-point shot. No good. Rebounded there by Lewis. Lewis now out to five. We got to get his name eventually. Five passes off to Trinhale. Trinhale holds on the left arc. Now hands off to McBride. McBride feeds it inside to Trinhale. Trinhale back out to five. Five dribbles baseline underneath the basket. Turnaround shot. Good. Man, that was an impressive drive.
Sweet reverse. Parrish bringing up the court for Knox County. Tight D played on him by Lewis. Kicks it into Dent on the block. Just over, completely overpowers Hannibal. Gets the and one call. They're going to call Trenhill with the foul.
It's 7-5 in favor of Knox County with Dent. Has a chance here to increase that 8-5. 1:58 left in the first quarter. I have to say, this has to be a success story right now for Hannibal to be this close to Knox County with all the success Knox County seems to have on offense. Their plays seem to work really well. They just can't get any of their shots to fall. Except
Dent
for free throws.
One, yep. That's 6 points for Dent early. 2 3-point plays. Other than him, Knox just can't seem to get going.
A drive there by Bomer is... Comes up dry as his little teardrop shot doesn't fall. Rebounded by Knox County. McMahon drives left block, puts it off the glass, and good. Again, it seems like they can have their way with Hannibal's defense. Hannibal has the ball. Five is dribbling down the right side. Now cuts it back towards the left. Hands off to Trinhale. Trinhale dribbles in. Ugly shot. Rebounded there by Knox County number 30. That's Lucas Hudson. Hudson brings it across the court. Fakes right. Fakes left. Now passes to Schultz on the left wing. Who flips it off to number 42, Husted. Ethan Husted. Husted dribbles around in the left corner. He's trapped. Now gives off to Dent. Now back out to Schultz to launch a three. Yes. And a timeout by Knox County. Boy, he was in a hurry to call that timeout. I don't really know why.
I don't know. As soon as the shot went down, he called a timeout. It puts Knox County up 15-5 with 1 minute left here in the first quarter.
Well, Knox County's starting to pull away now. Hannibal needs to rally now or it could get out of hand for the rest of the game. It seems to me like every time Hannibal goes down, they're always in a rush. You know, they're running everywhere.
They're throwing up any shot they can get.
That one possession, man, they threw up a lot of shots, but they got a lot of rebounds. You got to give them some credit for that. Couldn't get anything to fall.
Some hustle points. Don't quite count on the scoreboard, though. Hannibal to bring it up to court. Trinhale to the block. To Sims. Back to the wing. Out to McBride. And he throws it away. Schultz gets a steal and gives it to Husted, who loses it. And there, Hannibal JV just blew a layup. Got an offensive rebound. Trinhale put up another shot. And Knox County, they had the wide open court. And somehow Schultz missed grabbing it at his side, and Hannibal got the ball back. Up to Lewis. Lewis drives in and is fouled.
You know, Hannibal gets a lot of close shots. They just can't get any of them to fall. I bet they've had 10 shots within 2 feet, and they've probably only hit one or two of them.
I think that they could use the backboard. It seems like every shot has just gone off the rim.
Well, they like the iron. Two shots here for
Lewis. They're going to get Husted with a foul.
First one was no good. Boy, that second one had a lot of arc to it, but it was good.
McMahon to bring it up the court for Knox. McMahon almost lost it into the hands of McBride. Hudson down on the block to Dent, who passes it to Schultz. He misses it off the backboard. And the rebound was lost. They're going to give it back to Hannibal.
It's inbounded into McBride. He takes it on the left side, now turns around and flips it off to Hicks. Hicks passes into Sims, and they can't get a shot off before the end of the first quarter expires. So after one, it's 15-6 in favor of Knox County. But the way that Hannibal's played, I'd say they ought to be pretty happy to be only down, you know, 9 going into the second quarter.
As many shots as they got, I bet they shot maybe 20%. If they could just got a couple more shots to fall, they'd be right there with Knox.
Yeah, I don't know. They got a lot of good inside shots, which surprises me with Dent and Klaus, although Klaus didn't play most of the first quarter.
Nah. When he's in there, that's just long arms and nobody can shoot over.
Yeah, but he ought to be able to get rebounds, you know, and block them. But, yeah, they got a lot of inside shots. They just couldn't get anything to fall.
And here we have a crowd that isn't awfully excited. You can always tell when it's a game between a 1 seed and an 8 seed. People aren't all that fired up.
Well, Hannibal's a long way to come for a basketball game, too. Knox County has a few fans.
Knox County inbound it here at the start of the second quarter. Parrish, driven with the left hand, just about lost it. Gives it to Hudson. Hudson skip pass to Dent into Schultz. He goes for the turnaround jumper off the backboard. It's good. Hannibal to inbound. McBride bringing it up. Goes off Trinhale's hands.
Trinhale was thinking what he was going to do before he caught that one in. Knox has brought out the press. That's really bothering Hannibal. Now Hannibal's going to return the favor, though. Knox is having trouble. They get it into Dent. If Dent had turned around and taken off for the basket, he could have gotten his dunk. Because there was nobody in the court past him.
Parrish went in there among the trees and got stuffed. Lewis brought up the court and lost it into Schultz's hands. And Parrish gets hammered as he tries to dribble up the court. They're going to get
McBride
with that one.
It was a good foul.
It saved a fast break, at least. And mounted to Husted. And Schultz to bring it up the floor. And Hannibal's turn on their press here. McBride on Schultz. Gives it to Parrish. Gives it to Hudson. Hudson into Schultz with a short jumper. Misses off a little long shot there. McBride bringing it up hard. Hard off the backboard.
Way too hard.
Dent tips it to Parrish, who brings it up the court. Parrish into the corner to Dent. Up top to Schultz. Schultz to Parrish. And Parrish dribbles it off. I think that...
Why did he dribble that out of bounds?
I don't know. The pass hit him in a bad spot, I guess. And if it would have gone out of bounds, I probably would have called that a carry.
It looked poor. There wasn't anybody real close to him. All right, it's going to be Hannibal ball. They inbound it to Bomer. Bomer gets it in the left corner. Now he's stuck. He passes the two-foot pass now off to Sims. Sims to Trinhale. Back to Sims. Now a right baseline. He passes inside to Lewis, and Lewis can't hit the shot. Rebounded by Knox County. We're headed the other way with Hudson. Hudson has it. Now passes off to Husted. Husted's little teardrop shot from about 6 foot drops.
Hudson had a sweet behind-the-head pass.
19-6 now. Knox County leads with 6:10 left in the second quarter. Hannibal ball. Sims dribbles left side. Tries to go inside. Now brings it back out. Dribbles around the perimeter. Now he picks up his dribble and passes it to a wide-open Knox County player. Who was that? Number 11.
Wilkerson.
He drives down, can't hit the shot. Rebounded there by Klaus, who's fouled on his shot. I believe they're going to get Hicks. Yeah.
That last play, the pass was straight to Wilkerson. You think he's wearing the same color as the Hannibal guy.
They hit him right in the hands. Klaus's shot is ugly. I mean, it looks bad.
We're not talking Shaq bad, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, he uses both hands. Shaq's kind of a one-hand man. Of course, he can grip the basketball like it's one of those little rubber balls.
Klaus misses both of them, and Five gets the rebound. He's trapped in the backcourt.
Oh, wow.
And crosses it. Whoa, way over the head of...
To that guy in the first row, and he made a good catch over there on the bleachers.
Into Hudson, to Wilkerson, who's bringing up the court. It's probably one of those guys who... He's getting his playing time in today because on a tougher game, he may not get in there. The feed into Klaus goes off the hands of Hannibal.
Did you see Klaus tried to catch that thing? I mean, wow. It hit him in both hands and he let it go right on through. Lucky Hannibal guy kicked it out.
Inbounded to McMahon. Fakes the JV Hannibal guy. Oh, he was wide open. Kicked it to Wilkerson for three. He drains it.
That was a good shot.
Puts Knox up 22-6.
That was nothing but net on that three-point shot. He had all day, too.
Five to bring it up. Passes. I think that was meant for Trenthill, but Trenthill stopped and the ball kept going. Trenthill
was standing there and he threw it right over his head out of bounds. Well, here's the question, Josiah. I'm going to ask you that. Do you think Hannibal will crack 10 before halftime?
I hope so. Otherwise, it could get ugly.
It's already pretty ugly. I hate to break it to you. Knox has the ball, and it's kicked, I believe, by, I think we're going to say Bomer kicked it out of bounds for Hannibal. It'll stay with Knox County. Oh, Knox County's bringing on four new guys. Along Denton, Schultz, Heck, McMahon, Parrish.
Almost all starters.
Yeah, it's mostly starters, along with Penn. Schultz into Dent. He's on the three-point line. He looks confused. He's not used to being out there. Into Schultz off the block. No good. Rebounded there by...
Hicks got the rebound.
Hicks. He feeds it out to McBride. He thought about the three. Now back to Hicks. Hicks to Trinhale at the top of the key. Now right wing for McBride. Takes a baseline off the right block. He little floater falls. That's 8 points. I say they'll get to 10. As bad as they've been shooting, they'll hit one more shot. McMahon up the left side for Knox County. Takes around a dent pick. Now he's triple teamed and he's fouled.
He just went in the corner and everybody was on him. There's a wide open dent down low, but
well, with three people on you, that'd be two people at least that are open. Hicks has three fouls now. That's 16 fouls for Hannibal.
One more and we're in the bonus. Knox County passes in. Dent has on the block with the turnaround jumper. It's good. I don't think Dent's missed but more than one shot. He's got 10 points.
Well, if they fed him the ball every time, he could have 50 points tonight.
Oh, easily. There's just nobody. Hannibal's got nobody his size. A few tall, lanky guys, but nobody.
Well,
nobody
Trinhale's on him. He's probably only an inch shorter, but thickness goes to Dent by quite a bit. Strength, I'd say he could, I mean, he can push him around pretty easily. Schultz has it to, gives to Parrish. It looks like they're running the triple option out on the top of the key, and it works because McMahon's able to take it all the way in for a layup. That puts Knox County up 26-8 with 3:45 left in the second quarter. Hannibal's trying to get to that elusive 10-point score, and they're not going to get any closer as
Lewis.
McBride dribbles in.
It's Lewis.
Okay. Lewis dribbles in and travels. Knox County has it. McMahon on the right side goes around a Dent pick. Dent has it now. It loses it. Goes through about eight guys' hands. Picked up by Parrish at the top of the key. Slips to McMahon. Now inside to Dent. Dent turn around off the right block. Off the glass and good.
And that's just there every time for him.
Whatever he wants, he can do. It's kind of a clinic right now by Dent.
McBride puts it up top to Lewis. Lewis dribbles in. His runner off the backboard's no good. McMahon bringing it up hard. Steps back for three. And it's
good.
Oh,
my. Nothing but net.
There's nobody even close to blocking that shot.
This is getting out of hand fast. Timeout by Hannibal. That's probably a good move. I tell you what. Maybe they could just save us a little time and just say, wave out the white flag or something, because they aren't going to be much of a match. They have good potential. I mean, they can really work the ball around pretty good and drive in and get some easy shots. They just can't hit any of them. Wow. We're putting in the extremely short team right now. I mean, this guy, what do they list him at?
They got nobody shorter than 5'9", but...
Well, the number 11 isn't listed, but I'd say he's pushing 5 foot would be pretty generous.
Here we are with 2:50 left in the first half. Knox County up 31-8. Hannibal's ball to inbound. We got some fresh players in. We got a 55 is not on our roster. A 13 Beamer passes it to the wing. A 53 is not on our roster. The 45 Roysom. Roysom to 53. Passes it to Bomer. He misses a three. Rebounded by Hannibal. Beamer goes up for the layup.
Oh, he got it.
And he got it.
This is like David and Goliath, and David just put a stone between the eyes on that one.
Dan gets it on the block. Oh, they're going to call trouble on him.
Yeah, and he had the easy layup, too. I tell you what, if you're wanting to see a dunk, this is the opportunity, because there ain't nobody, you know, most of these guys are about hip high right now to Dan.
Bomer to bring it up to court. Gets it to number 11 in the corner. Bomer.
Dribbled out of bounds. It's a good learning experience. Knox County has the ball. They aim down to Parrish. Parrish up the left side. Nobody's really even guarding him. He misses the shot. It's rebounded there by number 55. Now Schultz has it off the missed shot, and he puts it up and in. Hannibal has it now. Bomer takes it up the left side. Passes off to 53. His shot goes out of bounds, but it's tipped out by Knox County, so it'll stay with Hannibal. Hannibal inbound. They inbounded it straight to McMahon in Knox County. McMahon finds a streaking Brett Bryant, and his shot is good off the block. Hannibal on the inbounds. They get it into Bomer. Bomer, stutter dribble on the left side. Flips it off now to 11. 11 gives it to Roysom. Roysom back to 11. Now to Bomer in the corner. Bomer drives baseline. His shot's behind the backboard, but he gets his own rebound. Flips it out to nobody, and it's picked up there by Bryant. Bryant now to McMahon. Knox County has this huge lead, and they're still pressing for points. McMahon gives it inside to Din in the middle of the paint. He turns, flips it off the rim, no good. Picked up there by Bomer. Bomer is heading the other way. Streaks down the left side, flips it out to 53 for the three. He gets a little net. It's no good, though. Picked up there by McMahon. He goes to the other side, lays it off the backboard, and good. 37 to 10 with 50 seconds left in the first half. Bomer has it now, left wing for 53. Fakes the pass, tries to get it outside to number 11, but it's picked off there by Wilkerson, who takes it down for the layup. Again, Hannibal ball. Now it's 39-10 with 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Bomer, double-teamed at the top of the key, passes off to Roysom. Roysom dribbles around towards the right baseline, now brings it back out to the right arc. Flips off now to 53. We don't have his number. Back to Roysom for three. Just off the back iron, no good. Rebound is kicked around and finally picked up by 11 outside of the arc. His three is no good. Rebounded now by McMahon. McMahon looking up the court. Nobody was really open. He takes it himself inside the paint. Now pulls it back out. Kicks it back inside. Just inside the free throw line. He hits his own shot before the buzzer goes off. So at the end of the first half, it's Knox County 41, Hannibal 10. We'll be back in 10 minutes for the exciting conclusion of the Knox County Hannibal JV game. Well, Josiah, they got to their 10 points in the first half, but unfortunately they let Knox County get to 41.
Yeah, I'm guessing Knox County will lay off a little in the second half, but it wasn't looking pretty there towards the end.
I would expect, I'd expect them to play a lot of their reserve players. They should anyway.
They should.
I mean, your starters aren't getting anything out of the game. I mean, I guess beefed up stats is what you're getting.
Basically. I know Dan, he's gonna be at 20 if he keeps up like this.
Oh,
easily.
Dan, if they'd wanted him to, he could have had 50 points tonight without trying.
He may have had to earn them from the free throw line once Hannibal started fouling, but he could have got his 50.
Yeah, he could have got his 50. We'll see what happens here. We're about ready to start the second half. 41-10 is your score. Knox County with the lead. Who gets the ball first? I don't remember.
I believe Knox does.
Well, then I'll say it's Hannibal. One of us is bound to be right.
And if we're not, something's going on.
Yeah, something's messed up. Maybe we get the ball first, you and me. All right, it's time to break huddle. Oh, it's going to be Hannibal ball. I thought I was going to be right. I could tell.
I had a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, and you picked the wrong 50.
That's true.
Hannibal starts with it. Hicks inside to
McBride.
McBride up to Bomer. Bomer almost loses it to Schultz. Now out to Sims. Sims dribbles to the right part of the wing. Now gets it off to Bomer, and he throws it off of McMahon's hands out of bounds.
That was Klaus, actually. He got a hand out there and deflected it.
Klaus is everywhere.
McBride for three. And Hannibal gets the first points of the quarter. McMahon brings it up the floor. Back to McMahon in the corner. Up to Parrish at point. Parrish dribbles in for the layup. It's good off the backboard. McMahon deflects it, and Klaus gets the steal. McMahon brings it up the floor for the layup. It's no good.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that last one. That's going to be a good layup.
And Dent tips it in for two. McBride brings it up the court for Hannibal. He dribbles through three defenders, kicks it to Bomer in the corner. Bomer back to McBride. McBride swings it out to Bomer. Bomer hits it to Sims. Sims to Bomer on the other wing. Gives it to Bomer down low. He fakes out Schultz and misses the layup, though. It was an easy shot. All he had to do was knock easy off the backboard.
Now Dent's handling the ball for Knox County.
And he gives it to Schultz. Schultz for two, and Dent will get the assist on that
one. That's the assist. He's going for the triple-double. That's what it is.
Maybe quadruple-double. I bet he could get as many blocks as he wants.
Yeah, he probably could. That'd be impressive. I've never seen a quadruple-double. I remember Joni Ahern got a triple-double one time.
Well, Chloe Phillips got one this year. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists,
ooh,
10
man.
Steals.
30. Oh, that's quadruple-double.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
For a girls' game especially.
Oh, boy, long pass there by Hannibal was almost picked off, and they got it to a wide-open Bomer, but he missed the shot. Almost an air ball, but it clipped a little rim. And it's going to be Knox County ball after Hannibal kicked it out. Schultz to trigger the inbound. Hannibal is kind of running a full-court press. It's kind of a weak one. There's a one guy back on the ball handler. And it's kicked out of bounds by Hannibal. It'll stay with Knox County. Schultz to trigger again. He slaps the ball and throws it inside to McMahon. He takes it across the timeline, puts a fake on Bomer. Now dribbles back outside. Flips it off to Klaus. Klaus is way outside the arc. Now he gives it to Schultz into Dent. Dent off the right block. Absolutely threw the trinail to the floor and turned around and put the basket up and in.
That's just one of the... It was a no-call. They almost could have got Trenthill for too much body.
The ref lifted up his hand to call the foul, but decided against it. It didn't take much for Dent to knock him over. I was always upset when they called the fouls, on the big guys like that, because they didn't really do anything.
Yeah, and all they did was barely move, and the other guy just fell off of them. Hannibal has it up the court. McBride dribbling on the wing. Kicks it to Sims in the corner. Dribbles up. Skip pass to Bomer. Bomer to McBride. McBride fakes a three, goes in. Oh, nice move. Knox County called it. Their coach called that a nice move, but Dent got the rebound.
Well, nice moves don't get you points. That's
true.
What we found out.
McMahon at the other end for three. Puts Knox County up 52-13 with a little under 5 minutes here left in the third quarter. Trenthill has it in the corner for three, misses. Knox County secures the rebound. McMahon takes it up hard up the court. He gives it to Klaus. Banks it off the backboard.
That was a pretty decent looking shot there by Klaus.
Wasn't bad. Good pass by McMahon.
I'm going to be upset if Hannibal comes down here and settles for launching another three. How many threes have they launched? I'd venture to say it's around 10 or 12.
They've hit maybe two or three.
Oh, I'd say... I can't remember them hitting more than two. In fact, I can't remember hitting them two. They hit two,
at
you
least,
think?
At least two.
I don't know if they hit three. Anyway, they get it inside now to Hicks. Hicks off to...
McBride. McBride puts it in for two.
That was a good-looking layup there by McBride. Knox County ball. Parrish up the left side, takes it to the middle. Spin move is unsuccessful, but Dent picks it up. Into the corner for Schultz for three.
Schultz wide open, but missed it.
Off
Dent
the
got the
front
rebound.
Iron.
Back to Schultz, into Klaus. Klaus gives it to Dent for the jumper, just about 14-footer, and he misses it.
That's a rare miss there for Dent. I wonder how many points you think he has, 14, 15?
Somewhere in there. Hannibal will bring it up to court.
Well, they launched
another
three.
Another three, yep.
Here's McBride inside now to Hicks. Hicks turnaround shot off Dent looked ugly. Didn't get all the way turned around.
Sims got the rebound. He's fouled by Klaus.
You got to give them, they have a lot of effort out there.
Good
effort
hustle.
Doesn't get points either.
It's true.
54-15, 3:32 left in the third. Sims shooting two free throws, and he missed the first.
But that hustle will give them offensive rebounding stats.
Yep. I tell you what, they have a lot of offensive rebounds, and they shouldn't, because Knox County has, you know, probably a foot most matchups.
Yeah, every position Knox County's taller. Just a matter of them not boxing out and Hannibal hustling.
He makes the second. Knox County has the ball. Knox County has put in a lot of subs. In fact, I don't think there's a starter out there now. The ball is worked into Husted off the right block. Flips it back out to Penn. Penn back to Husted. Back to Penn. And now it's lost. Picked up there by Hicks. Hicks to Sims up the right side of the court.
Sims McBride.
McBride back to Sims. Now into the right elbow. He's triple teamed. Somebody's got to be open. And they're going to call a foul there. Boy, that's kind of a cheap looking foul.
John Greenlee is going to pick up the foul. That was kind of a weak slap, and they called him for it.
Ball's inbounded into Bomer. Bomer then loses out of bounds. I'll tell you what, he made a good save, but he saved it to a Knox County kid. I thought for sure that was going to go out of bounds, but he made a good effort to bring it back, but it didn't do any good.
Penn for three. Misses it. Hannibal with the rebound.
Looks like Knox County's taking a page out of Hannibal's book, going down there and launching threes.
I'd say so. Lewis brings it up the court, dribbles through three Knox guys, then kicks it to the corner to Roysom.
He took all that trouble to dribble inside, and then he threw it back outside.
Roysom to five. Five to Lewis. Roysom has it on the block, dribbles out to the wing. He goes down. I didn't see a call. What was that?
Probably something. There's something against. I think they got him with traveling. It was pretty ugly dribbling.
They were lost in the corner. I couldn't quite see what they called there. Knox County has it. Husted in the corner. Into Hudson. Hudson for two. And he makes it. He got the lucky roll there.
You know, I think if Hannibal maybe put out their starters against these reserves for Knox County, it could be a pretty decent game. But these reserves for Hannibal aren't... Oh, gosh. Mr. Scudderbot took one in the chops, and he ducked out of the way and said some guy got it right in the neck. That's hard on you. He wasn't expecting it. He was out in the foyer by quite a ways. I'd say he was 4 or 5 feet back in the foyer.
Yes, it's a dangerous place to be in a game like this.
Oh.
Has it knocked out of his hands. Wilkerson saves it. Greenleaf with a turnaround jumper. He hits it.
He did not deserve to hit that because he wasn't looking when he let go of the ball.
I don't think he ever looked at the basket till the ball went in.
That's the best time to look, I guess.
Lewis brings up the court to Roysom.
That was a good pass for Roysom, who wasn't ready for it.
Ooh, and Lewis loses it out of bounds.
Oh, they're going to be generous. I thought for sure he kicked that thing out.
I thought so, too.
They said Knox County touched it last.
To Roysom in the corner. He's going to pass it to Lewis. Lewis to Roysom again. It's the Roysom to Lewis. Lewis bombs the three.
Oh, my.
It was a bomb and a brick at the same time.
He was off to the left by about 3 feet, and I tell you, it was about the right height, I guess. It was still ugly. Knox County ball, 58-16. We're under a minute, just under a minute now in the third quarter. They bring the ball down to Bryant for Knox County. He gives it back out top to Wilkerson. Into the left corner, three.
Glassby for three.
No, they said he had a foot on the line.
All right. I put Knox County up 60-16, under a minute to go. Lewis up top. He goes in for two. And
yes.
Hits it. Sweet runner. Wilkerson to bring it up the court.
We're running the reverse. Is that like that triple option is what they ran earlier? That worked good. McMahon got a layup on it. No, this isn't the triple option deal.
Depending on the corner, he's going to pass it in to Greenlee, and Greenlee's hammered.
Good foul. He hacked him hard.
If you're going to foul, you may as well lay him out.
I hate it when people foul on like a layup, you know, and they foul him, they just touch him, and they still get the layup. Do not let them get the layup.
Before you
hack
them
so darn hard
exactly.
That they have no shot at it. That was a pretty ugly free throw there. He missed it by a good 2 foot.
Greenlee for the second. That's
nope.
Hard again. Penn gets the rebound. He goes up. Oh, and he's fouled. They called a jump ball on that one, but there's no ball in there.
He was not remotely close to touching the ball on that play.
Penn to inbound. Stolen by Lewis.
Boy, it looked like everybody was standing still, and Lewis comes flying out of there to grab that steal.
And Lewis, they're going to call a blocking on Greenlee. As Lewis looked like jumped into him, but I guess he didn't have his feet set.
Yeah, he was set, I think. It looked like it could have been a charge. It looked to me like Lewis was a little out of control going in for the layup there. The shot wasn't close either. Bought himself a couple free throws. The first one was very high arcing but short off the front iron.
Lewis gets a second, another high archer. Penn bombs it down the court to Bryant. Bryant for two, fading away at the buzzer. No good.
That was a good shot drawn up there, but he couldn't get it to fall.
It was a good pass, full length of the
court. Right on the money. After three, it's 60-19 in favor of Knox County. Well, I'm going to set the over-under at 25 for Hannibal, and I'll set the over-under for 70 for Knox County. What do you think?
I'm going to go with 75 and 25.
So you're gonna go push on Hannibal and over for Knox County. All right. A lot of it depends on what players are in the game.
It's true. I'm guessing Knox is going to keep their scrubs in, though.
Well, Hannibal had a lot of their reserves in that last quarter. Stay tuned after this game. It's going to be the North Shelby Raiders against the Navajo Wildcats, for girls action. That'll be a pretty good game.
Is that a four seed, five seed matchup?
Let's see here. Yes, it is.
And on the court, Hannibal loses out of bounds, but they're going to call it off Greenlee's foot, I think.
North Shelby seeded fourth, Navajo five, so
those are
that'll be a pretty good game.
Yep. Hannibal inbound, McBride in the corner. Out to Hicks. Hicks back to McBride.
Did you see that pick and roll?
I saw that.
Hicks
tosses it in to Trenhill. Trenhill airballs it. And Hudson comes down strong with the rebound. Greenlee back to Hudson. Hudson tosses it to Bryant. Bryant to Hudson. Hudson goes in for two.
That was a good-looking dribble drive there.
I say Hudson is Knox County's sixth or seventh man. He's playing hard in the fourth quarter. Hicks inbounds it right to Hudson. Off Hudson's foot to Greenlee, and they're going to call a jump ball as Greenlee and Hicks. Ooh, they're getting vicious out there.
Extracurricular activities there after the whistle blew. Hicks did a good job to get his hands on it after Hudson had already secured it.
It's one of those cases of a big man not keeping it high.
That's a heck of a steal there by McBride, but he couldn't get the layup.
Missed the layup.
Rebound by Bryant. It's a terrible pass, but Hudson got it anyway. Oh, what a pass down to Husted.
Oh.
And he gave him a little back action, a little rump move there. Knocked him on the floor. They called a charge. I kind of like that, though. That was impressive looking. If he hadn't have flopped, it definitely would have been an easy 2 points. But
I'd say that's a Charles Barkley move right there.
Kind of.
And Husted gets the ball back.
Let's go down and get another rump move.
Off Hannibal's hands, out of bounds.
Hicks went flying out of bounds. Hicks has been pretty aggressive this fourth quarter.
Gillespie to inbound it for Knox County. He hits Husted in the corner. Husted fakes. Tosses it. A high pass to Hudson. He goes in for two. Off the backboard and in.
That shouldn't have gone in. As high off the glass as that was. That, you know those little white stripes? That was above the stripes.
Hicks has it in the corner to Bomer. Bomer to McBride in the corner. He dribble drives, playing aggressive here. Into Trenhale. Trenhale misses it. Greenlee comes down solid with the rebound. Tips it to Husted. Husted to Bryant. He's going to dribble up. Pass to Gillespie. Oh, it rims out. Gillespie gets his own rebound. Ooh. They're going to call a foul on Trenthill as he smacked the floor.
No, he didn't get with the foul. They fouled him.
Oh, they called Hicks on that one.
No, I think they tagged
Greenlee
out of Knox County is who they got. He threw Trenthill to the ground pretty hard.
Knox County up 64-19, just under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. McBride bombs it into the corner into Bomer. Bomer gets a dribble, almost, I'd say that was
a
travel.
Yeah, he lost it.
Wilkerson takes it up and he's fouled.
All of a sudden they've got all these penalty calls now. It was a pretty clean game up to this point. This fourth quarter has been foul after foul after foul.
I'd say it's just they're in a rush to get down the floor and get
a
shot in.
A lot of inexperience, too, on both sides.
This is true. Bryant brings it up, hits Gillespie. Greenlee sets the pick, and Gillespie, that was a nice move by Greenlee. He rolled, got the ball, but threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, but it looked like Trenthill handled it a little before it went out, but they're still going to give it to Annibal. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 64-19. In favor of Knox County. We're gonna push in on my calls for the over-under. Hannibal with another three. Oh, my. That was off the head of Hicks, and he's still rebounded there by Trenthill. They kick it out to Sims. He drives the baseline, throws it up, hits all sides of the iron, doesn't fall, and it's rebounded there by Wilkerson. And I guess are they going to get a foul, or are they going to say Hannibal guy kicked it out?
Trenthill went over the back. No.
Anyway, it's
a holding somewhere. I don't
know. Knox County's ball. They get into Wilkerson. He takes it coast to coast layup off the side of the backboard. Those are tough to get him to fall. And it's rebounded by Hannibal going the other way. Oh, it's the layup is good. Sims attacked that right down the middle instead of either side. He could have had, and he got it to fall.
Bryant was all set. Oh, Wilkerson loses it out of bounds.
Both teams are just trying to go way too fast.
Well, on that last play, I'm sure Bryant was set, and Sims went right over the top of him.
Just jumped right over him. Hicks now into the corner for McBride. McBride up top for Sims. Sims dribbles in, now kicks it outside for
three. Lewis hits the three.
Lewis. It's 24. They're gonna pass my over-under mark at 25. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay back. Go back to Hannibal, 24-64 with 2.5 left in the fourth.
Knocks up 40.
That's easy math. I like it when they're even like that so you can just subtract.
Knocks up 64-24. 2:15 left. Lewis in the corner to Hicks in the corner. Up top to Sims. Sims going to dribble. Pass to Lewis. He's wide open but didn't take a shot. Number five for three, just glances off the front of the rim. Wilkerson bringing up hard. Gillespie into Greenlee. Greenlee turns. Throws up the air ball.
It went
over the back on Klaus.
The ball went straight up in the air and comes straight back down and didn't make an inch towards the basket. Here we go. 1:35 left in the fourth at 64-24. Sims dribbles in for Knox County, and it's partially blocked by Klaus. It wasn't even close to the basket. Rebounded by Wilkerson. He's dribbling all around. He's being fouled hard by Sims.
Man,
he rolls across the deck. He's still going backwards, and finally McBride stops him after about 8 feet of out-of-controlness, if you can say that.
And hit by three different guys.
Yeah, he was like a pinball in there.
Wilkerson, he's going to get revenge here, I think.
No.
Five gets a steal for the layup. Blows the left-handed layup over the back.
They had a golden opportunity to beat my over-under mark at 25, and he botched the layup. It's 24-64 with 45 seconds left to go in the fourth. I feel confident that the over-under mark is going to be just about right on the money. It looks like now Knox County is going to dribble out the clock, and it's all of a sudden stolen by McBride. He goes and scores to push past the over-under mark. It's 26 now, 64, 30 seconds left.
Bryant coming up hard. Oh, he's hammered.
Boy, they're fouling a lot. There was two guys they could have equally given that foul to.
Well, it's running clock. They're just wasting their playing time here.
Well, The game will end with Bryant at the free throw line. There's 14 seconds left, and he's got two.
Unless he can hit the first one, stop the clock. There's only 7 seconds left. He misses it.
I guess there's a one and one, and Knox County didn't know it. McBride has it. Half court heave. Oh, it was not really close. That's the ball game. Knox County takes it 64-26. It wasn't really a close game, but you can give Hannibal some credit. They didn't really ever give up. Played the whole game, and it was a lot of good experience for them. We'll reset the game clock. 10 minutes here between games. Join us for the North Shelby Raiders against the Navajo Wildcats. That ought to be a really good game. 4-5 seed. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. I'm Tyler Killen, along with
Belzer.
And we'll see you later.
All right, we're underway. Navajo will control the tip-off. It's going to be Kelsey Potter back to Moore, bringing across the timeline up at the top of the key. Sends it to the right corner, to the right block, to Potter. Back out to Sydney White in the wing. Back into Bronner. She loses a handle on it, and North Shelby Lindberger comes up with it, and we're headed back the other direction. Ahern has the ball for North Shelby. She brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense, sends it around the corner to the right side, back to the right corner to Rich. Back out to the block. Shot is up and good. North Shelby on the board first. 7:28 left in the first. 2-0 North Shelby. Moore has it for Novinger to White to the left wing. Back to Bronner to the corner. She dribbles out. Comes up the top of the key. Sends it over the right corner to Moore. Moore to White, the left wing. Thinks about sending it in, but brings it back out to Moore. Moore to White, back to Moore up top. She about loses the handle on it. Gets it over to Bronner on the left wing. Bronner, back to Kelsey Potter, into Bronner. Loses the handle on it. North Shelby comes up with it with a steal. It's Lindberger again. Hands it off to Donath. Donath, back out to Ahern up top. Back to Donath, the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Yoder. Yoder's shot from the right wing is no good. And Potter, what's her first name, Jay?
I think it's Tricia.
Tricia, yeah, comes up with it. To Moore, to White, inside to the left block to Bronner, and her shot up off the glass is good. Nice, powerful move by Bronner. Ahern with the ball for North Shelby. She brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to the right side to Yoder, back to the corner, into the right blocks to Lindberger. Her shot is no good, and Navajo with a timeout. So, with 6:07 left in the first, North Shelby leads it 4-2. That shot was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just from watching the first 2 minutes of the game, I think that North Shelby's going to have to come up with a solution for Tricia Potter and Caitlin Bronner from Novinger, because they don't really have anybody tall, so they're going to have to box them out on the inside.
Good call, Jay. Bronner is a real experienced player for Novinger. I think she probably started when she was a freshman. She's played it all the way through to a senior now. Moore has it up top. Sends it over to Sydney White, left wing. She brings it back at the top over to Moore on the right wing. She's going to bring it back at the top of the key. Tries to get it over to White, but Ahern with the steal. And she's going to be fouled by, I don't know, was it on White or Moore? 1-3, it's going to be on Moore. First foul of the game. Ahern's shot is up and bounces off the back of the glass, or back of the rim. But she'll get another chance to redeem herself. Second shot is up on its way, and this one comes off the front end of it. But North Shelby with the rebound shot up the glass, and shot was no good, but Bronner was in good position to get the rebound. So we're headed back the other way. Pass to Moore on the left side. Tries to dribble in the lane. She does, and her shot is partially blocked. And North Shelby comes up with it, and we're headed the other direction. Over to Donath on the left wing from Ahern at the top of the key. Back to Ahern. Over to Yoder at the top of the key. Donath on the right wing. Back to Yoder, who dribbles it. Over to, oh, and it's cross-court pass over to Donath, and she takes a shot from the right wing. Jillian Yoder with the rebound. She tries to put it back up, but is fouled by Novinger's Caitlin Bronner. So she goes to the line for two.
5 minutes left in the first. North Shelby leads it 4-2. Now make that 5-2.
And Yoder gets the first half. Caitlin Bronner comes away with the rebound and dribbles it down the right side of the court. Over to Moore at the top of the key. To White. To Bronner in the corner. She takes a three. And after a battle in the middle of the lane, it looks like Rich will come out with it. So she gets it up the court to Ahern. Over to Donath on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Yoder. She takes the dribble in. And the ball is batted away. But it goes back to North Shelby.
All right, North Shelby is going to inbound it on the far side over in the right corner. Send it out to Ahern. Ahern loses the handle on it. Sydney White comes up with it. Moore's going to bring it the other way for Novinger. Moore brings it up. Sends it over the right-hand side to Kelsey Potter. Back out to Moore. Moore squares up for three. Shot is wide left. North Shelby's Ahern comes up with a rebound, and we're headed back the other direction. Everybody falls back. Ahern walks across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Sends it to the left-hand side to Donath. Donath cross-court over to Yoder. They've done that two or three times now. This time it works. Yoder able to put it in from... did I give her a three for that? No, just two. So 7-2 North Shelby. In the paint to Bronner. Takes a strong move to the glass, and she gets fouled in the process.
That foul would be on Lindberger. She was trying to get the block, but reached over her back. So Caitlin Bronner will go to the line for two.
3:47 left in the first. Bronner's first shot. Clanks off the front end, but goes ahead and goes in.
Substitution for North Shelby. For Lindberger, in comes Amanda Orr. And Bronner makes the second free throw. North Shelby inbounds Ahern, who dribbles it up past the half-court line. Over to Donath on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Yoder, but Novinger has seen that, so they almost picked it off. Back to Ahern. Back to Yoder in the right corner. And she takes a shot, but is fouled. So she'll go to the line for two.
I think that was the fourth time I've seen that pass, cross-court pass over to the right wing to Yoder. But Trisha Potter was sitting on that one, ready for it. First shot is good. 8-4, North Shelby now at the advantage. Second shot is good as well. Yoder's got a pretty sweet looking shot, actually.
Yeah, she hasn't missed very many in this ball game.
Send it over to Kelsey Potter, right wing, back to Trisha Potter in the corner. Cross court to Sydney White. She thought about taking it left. Sends it right instead, and bad pass. Shot is no good. Sydney White comes up with it, but something happened around the corner there. They're going to call a foul. I don't know. Is that on? Yeah, it's on Donut.
End of the game for Novinger or Casey Lindquist and Sarah Tallman for White and Potter.
Moore brings it up across the timeline. Bad pass and a steal by North Shelby, so we're headed back the other direction. Ahern has it up top, sends it to the left side. Reckon they'll go cross court? Nope, a little short that time. Now they send it over to Yoder on the right side, but she's well covered. Back up top over the left side to Donath. Donath dribbles it into the left blocks, and her shot is no good, but she gets fouled in the process.
foul is going to be on number 41, and that is Caitlin Bronner, and it is her second. Novinger, I'm sure, does not want to get her in foul trouble. Shot by Donath is up and good. 10-4, North Shelby now with the advantage. 2:43 left in the first. Donath's second shot, no good. And Tallman comes up with a rebound. Moore will bring it back for North Shelby. Sends it over the right-hand side to Potter. Potter's shot is nothing but net.
And North Shelby inbounds. Ahern dribbles it up the court. Over to Yoder on the right wing. She sends it in to Rich at the post. And she turns around, shoots it over Caitlin Bronner for the score.
That's no easy task to shoot over Caitlin Bronner.
Moore brings it back the other way. And over to Lindquist in the corner. Over to Trisha Potter, who can't hold on to it. Out of bounds. North Shelby ball. Rich passes it in to Ahern, who dribbles across the half-court line. Over to Donuts on the top of the key. Yoder in the left corner. She puts up a shot, no good, but gets her own rebound and puts it up again. And this time she connects.
She's obviously kind of their go-to girl. They moved her around on the left side this time, and she was able to convert after a second try.
Back on the Novinger end, Tallman shoots a shot from the elbow, and that goes in for two. So North Shelby coming back this way. Ahern to Yoder in the right corner. Cross-court pass to Donuts, who dribbles it in the middle of the lane. Bank shot, and it's in. Novinger's Moore will bring it up the court. Over to Lindquist. To Moore. To Tallman. And to Caitlin Bronner at the elbow. She didn't get any piece of the basket on that one. And they say out on Novinger. So it'll be North Shelby ball out of bounds. Rich inbounds to Ahern, who dribbles it up the court. Over to the right wing for Yoder. To the right corner for Rich. She dribbles it back out to Donuts at the top of the key. Over to Ahern, who thought about a three but didn't take it. Back to Donuts. Back to Ahern. To Yoder in the right corner. She takes it, but there's mixed up on the rebound, and Novinger comes away with the ball. So Caitlin Bronner will dribble it up the court. She shoots a three-pointer, and it's nothing but net. So North Shelby leads 16-11 with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Ahern dribbles it up to Rich at high post. To Yoder in the corner. To Orr. And back to the middle of the lane for Rich. She puts it up and scores.
Nice looking ball movement by North Shelby there. Bronner had the ball, had it tipped out of bounds by Ahern. So it'll stay with Novinger. Lindquist inbounds it. Gets the ball back, and her shot comes up well short. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to North Shelby with 2.9 seconds. Well, we'll see what they can do with 2 seconds.
And Donuts gets the ball over to Ahern, and it goes out of bounds as the buzzer rings. And North Shelby leads Novinger girls 18-11 after the first quarter. I think a big part of Novinger is they're getting in foul trouble, and hopefully that doesn't send Caitlin Bronner to the bench early in the first half. And the second quarter starts here in this Novinger and North Shelby girls game at the Brashear Tournament. It'll be North Shelby ball to start out the quarter. And Lindberger inbounds to Ahern. She dribbles it up past half court line. Over to Donuts on the right wing. To Yoder at the top of the key. Into Lindberger at the post. And she puts it up, no good. Orr gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. And the rebound goes to Potter from Novinger. So Lindquist dribbles up the court over to White on their left side. to Potter, and she makes a bad pass trying to pass it out to the top of the key. Jonah takes it all the way and gets the shot and the foul. So she'll try to complete the three-point play here. Foul is on Novinger's Sydney White, her second, and Novinger has five team fouls early in the second quarter. First shot by Donis is up and good. Oh, excuse me, the only shot by Donis. She completes the three-point play. No Shelby leads Novinger 21-11. Moore brings up the court to Tallman. To Potter in the right corner. Back out to Moore at the top of the key. And Caitlin Bronner at high post. She takes a shot. No good. And Ahern goes after the ball but tips it out of bounds. So it'll be Novinger's ball on the left side.
Moore's going to inbound it. Gets it to Kelsey Potter. She dribbles it in. Sends it back out to Moore. Shot outside the arc is no good. Bronner with the rebound. Dribbles along the right side. Puts her shot up off the glass. Is good. Ahern now with North Shelby. Brings it up. Comes across the timeline. Guarded by Moore. Over to Donut. We'll see if they send it over to Yoder. Nope. Donut has it again on the left side. Now they send it over. Pass to Lindberger. Shot no good. Bronner with the rebound. And we're going to head back the other direction. Bronner to Moore. Moore has it up the top of the key. Sends it in to Kelsey Potter over the right side to Tallman. Tallman to Potter. And North Shelby's Donut comes up with it. Ahern has the ball for North Shelby. Walks it up across the timeline. Sends it to the left side to Donut. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound, North Shelby. Shot no good. Rebound, North Shelby. Had the ball stripped. Tallman comes up with it, hands it off to White, and we're headed back the other direction. White dribbles across the far side, picks up the dribble, and we got timeout on the floor by North Shelby. So, with 5:51, North Shelby leads it 21-13. Alright, it's going to be North Shelby's ball. Sydney White will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Moore. Coverage comes up to her. She sends it back to Kelsey Potter, back to Moore at the right wing. Donuth trying to go for the steal, but they send it back to Potter. Potter out to Moore, and Ahern with the steal. She's going to be guarded by White, but she pulls it up, shot up and good. I've noticed having the twin girls come up there to challenge Moore. They didn't do it that time, but they've been doing it several times now. White has it, sends it over to Bronner, who shot for three. No good. Donuth comes up with it, and she's going coast to coast. Shot's no good. North Shelby didn't have the trailing person to rebound, and Bronner's going to have it for North Shelby, taking it back the other direction. Dribbles it around the far side of the arc, into the lane, back out to White. White squares up for a 15-foot jump shot, a little strong. No good. Novinger with the rebound shot. No good. North Shelby with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Yoder to Ahern, and Ahern's going to bring it up.
Ahern dribbles past the half court line. And over to Donis on the left side. Back at the top of the key. Donis on the left side. And they're just passing back and forth. Now to Yoder on the right side. Rich in the right corner to Lindberger under the basket, who puts it in. Novinger, Moore brings up the court over to White, and she takes a shot from almost the 3-point line. Jillian Yoder with the rebound for North Shelby, and out to Ahern, who dribbles the ball up the court. Over to Donis on the left side. She dribbles towards the basket. Has an open layup and misses with a little bit of block shot from Novinger. Novinger gets the rebound, and they're going the other way. Moore brings it up the court. And to White. Now Caitlin Bronner dribbles in and is fouled on the floor by Ahern from North Shelby. So it'll be Novinger ball under their basket. Moore takes it out of bounds. To Trisha Potter under the basket. Out to White on the top, at the top of the key. Bronner dribbles in. Now back to White. Back to Bronner at the block. And she shoots it. North Shelby comes up with the rebound. Yoder to Donath on the left side. Back to Ahern at the top of the key. She dribbles to the right side. Hands off to Yoder. To Donath on the left side. She dribbles around. Back to Yoder at the top of the key.
North Shelby's obviously not in any big hurry here. Moving the ball around a lot, not taking it to the basket.
Ahern into Donath, and it slips away. So it'll be Novinger ball with 2:54. Novinger's trailing by 12, 25-13. Moore brings it up the court. Over to White. Back to Moore at the top of the key. Over to Caitlin Bronner in the left corner. Out to White on the left side. Bronner takes a three from the left side, and it goes in. So, 25-16 here. Ahern dribbles up the court for North Shelby.
If Bronner has time and can get squared up, she's pretty dangerous three-point shooter.
Donath dribbles to the basket and is called for a double dribble. So, Novinger will get the ball back under the basket.
Or checking back in the game for Lindberger for North Shelby.
Moore to bring it up the court for Novinger. She goes over the left side for White. Dribbles up to the top of the key. And tries to get it into Caitlin Bronner, but can't. Moore gets it on the right side, but Donath grabs a hold of it. But they call Donath for out of bounds, so Novinger will have it on the right side. Into Caitlin Bronner. And there's a foul on the floor.
It's going to be on Orr, I believe.
So Novinger will have it under their own basket again.
2:03 left in the half. North Shelby leads it 25-16.
And Bronner got it out on the right wing. Thought about another three. Goes to the middle of the lane and puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Trisha Potter. Out to White. Over to Brother Potter on the right wing. And she takes an outside shot. No good. North Shelby comes up with the rebound.
Ahern's going to bring it up across the line. 1:38 left in the half. Ahern sends it over to Donut, the left wing. Back out to Ahern up top. Moore and White come out to guard her. They send it in to the free throw line to Rich. Rich back out to Ahern. Over to Donut, left side. Guarded by Moore. Donut thought about taking it in. Sends it out to Rich. Over to Yoder. Back out up top to Ahern. Ahern back to Yoder. Yoder the right wing. Gets it the right blocks. Back out in the lane. Shot no good by Rich. Rebound. North Shelby. Shot no good. Bronner comes up with it. We're headed back the other direction with 58 seconds left. Bronner sends it over to White. Back out to Bronner. Bronner's going to square up. She had time. Shot is in and out. Yoder with the rebound for North Shelby. Ahern brings it back the other way. Novinger falls back. 44 seconds left in the half. 25-16 North Shelby. Ahern dribbles in the lane. Sends it over to Yoder. Back to the corner to Rich. Rich back to Yoder. She has plenty of time. Sends it over to Donut. Left elbow. Over to Yoder. Yoder back to Rich in the corner. Cross court out to Ahern up top. Over the right side to Yoder. Yoder to Rich. In the right corner. Rich sends it over the left side to Donut. 13 seconds left. North Shelby holding for the last shot. Let's see what they can do. The ball is nearly
stolen. Ends up over to Yoder, and she's going to shoot this time, and her shot just tickles the twine. Boy, that was a nice-looking play. Time expires, and at the end of the half, North Shelby leads it 27-16. Alright, I'll give you the halftime scores. For North Shelby, the leading scorer was Julian Yoder with 9. Jessica Lindberger with 6, along with Kayla Donath with 6. Danielle Rich with 4, and Olivia Ahern with 2. For Novinger, it was Novinger was led by Caitlin Bronner with 12, and Trisha Potter and Sarah Tallman each contributing 2 apiece. We're ready to get underway. Jay, why don't you take it to begin this half?
Well, Novinger's White passed into Moore. She dribbles up to the top of the key. Over to White on the right side to Moore. Over to Caitlin Bronner for 3 on the left side, and it's no good. Ahern comes out with a rebound for North Shelby, and she dribbles down the court. Over to Donis on the right side. She dribbles around with a little pressure from Novinger. Ahern at the top of the key. To Yoder on the left wing. To Lindberger at the top, at the elbow, and she turns around and shoots, but can't get it in there. Novinger back down. Moore dribbles it up to Potter at the top of at the free throw line. She turns around back to Potter, and she travels. So it'll be North Shelby ball, and Ahern brings it up the court to Donath on the right side. She dribbles. Ahern dribbles in. And Yoder takes that shot from the left side and puts it in.
Boy, she has a sweet-looking shot. And you leave her open, and she just seems to be deadly.
And they get it to Potter at the free throw line. Tries to pass it to the other Potter, but it's stolen away by Rich from the North Shelby. So Ahern will dribble it all the way down, take a shot from the free throw line, no good. Trisha Potter gets the rebound. Novinger's going the other way. Moore dribbles it up past the half court line. Up top, over to White on the right side. And she tries to pass in, but it's stolen by Donis. So she dribbles up the floor to the right side. Over to Ahern up top. Over to Yoder on the left wing. And she gets it to Rich, who gets it to Lindberger, but she's stuffed by Caitlin Bronner, who gets the rebound. And she dribbles up the floor. Then Novinger calls a timeout. So with 6:08, North Shelby leads 29-16.
Novinger is going to have to get some help from some of the others. Scoring help, that is, from some of the other players besides Caitlin Bronner. That, and they're going to have to figure out how to deal with Julian Yoder.
Yoder's taken that shot from the left side multiple times this game, and it seems like it's gone in every time. She's got 11 on the night.
Yeah, and there were several shots from on the right side down here, so she's equally deadly from both sides of the arc.
It'll be Novinger ball coming out of the timeout.
And she's got a real high shot, too. She holds that ball real high over her head when she shoots, so it'd be really hard to block.
White passes in to Moore at the half-court line. She dribbles it up to Potter at the free-throw line. Back to Moore at the top of the key. White over on the left elbow, well, left L, and she takes a shot. There's a fight for the ball in the middle, and it'll be a jump ball going north with Shelby's way. Rich inbounds to Ahern. She dribbles it up the court. Novinger putting some on some half-court pressure. She gets the ball over to Donis on the right. She dribbles in and is fouled on the shot. So she'll go to the line for two.
Foul is going to be on Potter, Trisha Potter. That's her first. Donis dribbling into the lane was really helped by a nice-looking screen that was set by, I'm not sure if it was set by Yoder. I kind of think that's who it was, Yoder or Rich, one of the two. Shot's no good. Rebound. Bronner ends up with it, and she's going to bring it back the other way. Bronner comes across the timeline over on the far side. Dribbles it around the right side into the lane. Her shot is partially blocked by Yoder. North Shelby comes up with it. Ahern's going to bring it back the other way. Ahern calls a play, sends it over to the left side to Yoder. Yoder dribbles it into the right to left side. Shot is partially blocked. And Kelsey Potter comes up with it for Novinger. Moore brings it back up over the timeline. 5:13 left in the third. Yoder has it up, or not Yoder, Moore sends it over to Bronner. Bronner shoots for three. That was almost a professional grade three. Shot's no good. And they're going to call a foul on Kayla Donath. Over the back call. First, one foul apiece on each side. Novinger sends it out to Sydney White. Over to Moore on the right side. Moore dribbles it into the free throw line. Out to Bronner on the right side. Bronner puts it on the floor. Spin move. Sends it back to Moore. High pass back to Bronner. Bronner squares up for three. And she isn't able to convert, but comes right back to Moore. Over to White, the left side. White shot, no good. And they're going to call a push on. Push is going to be on Yoder, I believe, yes. That's her first.
And Moore to pass it in. She passes it over to White on the left side. Dribbles in the dribble. Into Trisha Potter, and she puts it up for two. Under the basket. So, North Shelby will head back down their way. 11-point lead over Novinger. Ahern dribbles it up. Over to Donuts on the right side. She dribbles into the middle of the lane. Wide open shot. Can't convert. And Caitlin Bronner gets the rebound. She dribbles it up herself. Down the right side. Over to White on the left side. Back to Bronner, top of the key. Moore on the right. And Bronner gets it back at the free throw line. But she can't get the ball in the basket either. So Ahern grabs the rebound for North Shelby and heads back down the court. Over to Yoder on the left side. To Rich in the left corner. Looking for a pass. Back to Yoder. Back out to Donis. Almost at the half court line. She dribbles past Moore for Novinger. And over to Yoder. Back to Rich in the left corner. She gets it into Lenberger, who tries to put up the shot, but is fouled by Caitlin Bronner. I think that will be her third, Novinger's team second. So Lenberger will go to the line for North Shelby.
Real patient play by North Shelby. They moved the ball around a lot until that opening was there in the paint. They weren't able to get the points that way, but they did get the foul on Bronner.
First shot by Lenberger is no good. She ready for the second one. Puts it up, and there's a lane violation on Lenberger, so it'll be Novinger's ball. Moore to Bronner, back to Moore, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Lindquist on the left wing, to Trisha Potter at the free throw line, shot partially deflected, and Amanda Orr comes up with the rebound. So she gets it out to Ahern, dribbles it up the court. Yoder on the left wing, and she gets it to Rich in the middle of the lane, who puts it up, no good. Ahern gets the rebound, no good, and finally Caitlin Bronner pulls down the ball. She dribbles up the court to Moore on the right side, back out to Lindquist. Has a little bit of trouble with that one. Into Caitlin Bronner in the middle of the lane. She puts it up, no good, and gets her own rebound. Back out to Moore, just inside the three-point line. And she puts it in for two. So, only a 9-point lead now for North Shelby, 29-20, as Ahern dribbles up the court, passed it off to Yoder, who dribbles over the right side. Over to Rich on the right wing. Back out to Yoder. And I think North Shelby's trying to run a little bit of clock off. Trisha Potter gets a little aggressive on defense and picks up the foul. That's Novinger's third team foul this half. Two on Trisha Potter. Or we'll take it out for North Shelby. And out to Ahern, who dribbles it up the left side. To middle of the lane, out to Orr. She puts up a shot, and it goes in. Now it's an 11-point lead for North Shelby, and Moore dribbles the ball up the court. Over to Lindquist again on the left wing. Out in the corner for Caitlin Bronner, back to Lindquist, it's top of the key. Back to Moore. Moore dribbles in the middle of the lane. Lindquist gets the ball back on the left wing. And back to Moore, who dribbles in and gets one from about the free throw line.
Moore is a pretty good little shooter. And she's been taking some shots now and being and contributed several points for Novinger.
So the lead cut back to single digits for North Shelby. Ahern dribbles down the court, back to goes out to Yoder in the left corner. And on the pass back, it's deflected by Ahern, so it goes out of bounds. Novinger ball.
I think Lindquist may have hurt her wrist. So White will be checking back in for Lindquist, either her wrist or her finger. I'm not sure which it is.
Moore inbounds to White, who backs Moore. She dribbles it past the timeline. Over to White on the right wing. And she passed it right to Kayla Donis, who dribbles the ball up the floor. And White almost got it back, but knocked it out of bounds, so it'll be North Shelby ball. Amanda Orr taking it out into Jillian Yoder at the top of the key. Yoder to Ahern. Tough pressure here by Novinger. Ahern takes it in the middle of the lane and puts it up. No good. And Amanda Orr gets the rebound, puts it up, but there's a shove. And they're going to call the foul before the shot. So Caitlin Bronner picks up her fourth foul, four for Novinger. And North Shelby will take it out into the basket. Into Orr on the inside. And she puts it up over Caitlin Bronner and scores.
Bronner is just obviously having to be careful because she doesn't want to get that fifth foul and be done here in the third quarter.
And Moore over to White on the left side. Back to Moore on the right side. To White, left wing. Moore, top of the key. She takes a three. And it's a little bit short. Trisha Potter almost came up with the rebound, but knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby ball with 35 seconds left here in the third quarter.
North Shelby's leading at 33-22.
And Ahern dribbles the ball off the court. Has it poked away out of bounds by Sydney White from Novinger. So Amanda Orr will take it out on the left side. To Ahern. She dribbles past White. Back out to Donis, almost at the half-court line. She dribbles to the right side. To Yoder, who has a little trouble with that one, and they end up calling a double dribble.
Well, it was passed to her right at her ankle. She couldn't really hardly do anything with it down there.
19 seconds left for Novinger. Caitlin Bronner dribbles in from the left side, and she's called for a travel in the middle of the lane. So 14 seconds left. North Shelby will bring the ball up the court. Ahern against some tough Novinger pressure. Blows right past it and out to Rich, who the shot falls a little short. Her and Caitlin Bronner go out in the corner, and they couldn't decide who the ball was out on, so they called a jump ball, and it'll be going Novinger's way with 2.6 seconds left. Novinger passed it up the court, and Potter takes a three-pointer, doesn't quite get it there. So, North Shelby will go into the fourth quarter leading 33-22.
She was lucky she didn't get have a foul called because she was, I think it was Donut that was right on her. Would have been a big mistake, of course, but
But no foul. Shot doesn't fall in, so no damage.
Caitlin Brunner will have to be careful in the fourth quarter as she's got four, and she's also the Novinger's leading scorer right now, so she'll have to be careful not to pick up that fifth.
On the floor for Novinger, we've got White, both Potters, Bronner, and Moore. And for North Shelby, we've got Ahern, Orr. Who else we got?
It looks like Rich, Yoder, and Donis.
Yoder has it on the left side, hands it off to Ahern, guarded by White. Blows past White along the right side of the lane. Shot is no good, but Rich, or Orr that is, comes up with the rebound, and she travels with it. White, back to Moore. Moore brings it up. Sends it to the free throw line to Potter. Back out to Moore. Over to White. White, back out to Moore up top. To White. She'd like to shoot, sends it back out to Moore. Moore has plenty of time. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby ball. Lindberger checking in for North Shelby. Rich coming out. Lindberger to Ahern. Ahern guarded by White. Sends it over to Donuth on the right side. Donuth. Guarded by Moore. Donuth brings it out, hands it in to Ahern, and she walks with it. And that was, of course, caused by some good defense by Novinger. Sydney White has it for Novinger, brings it across the timeline over on the far side, sends it to Bronner on the right corner. She squares up, and she has the time and is able to put it in the basket. 33-24, North Shelby with the ball. Ahern has it. 6:51 left in the game. Ahern guarded by White. Over to Donuth on the right side. Donuth dribbles it in the lane. Kicks it over the left side. There's that high shot. No good. Rebound by Orr, and her shot up off the glass is good. Kelsey Potter to Moore. Moore has it on top, sends over to White on the right side. White to Kelsey Potter is partially blocked, but nearly goes in anyway. And they're going to call a foul. And the foul is going to be on Lindberger for North Shelby. That will be her second. Three team fouls now for North Shelby. Moore to the left corner to Kelsey Potter. And she loses a handle on it. And they're going to call a jump ball, I believe. Moore will inbound it for North Shelby. 35-24 North Shelby. To Bronner, left elbow. She dribbles out to the right-hand side. Partially blocked pass. She gets the own, gets it back to Kelsey Potter, to Bronner. Bronner out to Moore. Moore to Kelsey Potter, out to Bronner. Bronner on the right side, spin move, shot is no good, but they're going to say that she was fouled. Foul is going to be on Yoder, and that will be her second. Four team fouls apiece. Bronner's first shot is up. Little weak, bounces off the front end of the iron. Second shot is up on its way, and it's good. North Shelby leads by a dime, 35-25. Ahern has it for North Shelby. Ahern guarded closely by White, brings it across the timeline. White runs right into the screen set by Yoder, and they're going to call the travel, and so with the turnover, we'll go back the other way for Novinger.
Novinger's Moore inbounds it to White. Back to Moore, who dribbles it up the court. And over to White. It's Bronner in the left corner. And Dona ties her up for the jump ball. Jump ball's going North Shelby's way. She gets it into Dona. on the full court pressure. Donut dribbles it up the court. And she gets it back out to Ahern. Tough Novinger defense here to Donuts. And there's a foul from the defense on number 15, Sydney White. And that's her third, Novinger's team fifth. So North Shelby calls a full timeout. And they're leading by 10, 35-25. Orr will pass in for North Shelby. Over to Lindberger at the half-court line. She takes a dribble and is called for the travel as she switched pivot feet at the half-court line. So, it'll be Moore passing into White, who dribbles to the right side. Over to Moore on the right side. Tried to get it to Kelsey Potter at the free throw line, but it's poked away by North Shelby. Donuth dribbles up the right side. And tried to get a pass to Yoder. Kelsey Potter was playing some tough defense, but got the foul. And that's only six on Novinder, so North Shelby won't go to the line. But first for Kelsey Potter. And Orr inbounds to Yoder, who dribbles past Potter. And tries to get it into Lindberger, but she had a little trouble with that one. So it'll be Novinder's ball. For Novinger, Moore brings up the court. 4:48 left to play. She gets it to Caitlin Bronner in the middle of the lane. Shot's a little bit short. And there's a big tie-up under the basket. Ends up, there's going to be a foul on Amanda Orr from North Shelby. As Trisha Potter had the ball and she tried to swipe it away. That's her second foul, five team fouls for North Shelby. Moore passes into the middle of lane for Bronner. She puts it up, and it bounces home. So an 8-point lead for North Shelby. Donuth brings it up the right side of the floor. Now dribbles back over the left side. Over to Yoder on the left wing. To Donuth, who dribbles around at the top of the key. And she tries to get a pass, but she will be fouled by Katie Moore from Novinger. Her second, team seventh, so she'll be shooting 1-1.
Well, we'll get to see what kind of free throw shooters North Shelby is, particularly Donuth.
Donuth puts up the first one, that's good. So she earns the second half of the 1-1. North Shelby lead of 9. And the second one bounces around, but in. And so that extends the North Shelby lead to double figures. Caitlin Bronner to Kate Moore, who dribbles off the court, to Kelsey Potter at the free throw line. She puts up a shot, and it bounces around on the rim but falls home. So North Shelby brings it up. Ahern dribbles across the half court line. Dribbles it in the middle of the lane to Rich on the right side. To Yoder at the free throw line. And she hits an elbow shot, extending the North Shelby lead to 10.
Proves she can shoot, hit that shot when she was covered, too.
And Potter takes a shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Rich comes down with a rebound. Donuth dribbles the ball off the floor through the middle of the Novinger defense and dribbles it back out. Heavily guarded by Moore from Novinger. She passed it off to Ahern, who dribbles into the middle of the lane, puts up the shot, and it falls home. So, now a 12-point lead for North Shelby, and Novinger's going to have to get something going soon if they want to stay in this ballgame. over to Sydney White on the right side. Back to Moore, top of the key. Kelsey Potter tries to dribble it down to the left side, and the ball is poked away by Donis, out of bounds. Novinger ball. Moore into White in the left corner, and there's a blocking foul called on Kayla Donis, her third, and North Shelby's 16th foul. So now both teams are in the bonus. And Novinger will inbound in the left corner.
Tallman checks in for Novinger.
To White, back to Moore, back to White at the top of the key. Into Caitlin Bronner, but it's poked away by Ahern, and she brings the ball up the floor. Past half court on the left side. To Yoder at the top of the key. Back to Ahern, who dribbles in the middle of the lane. Over to Rich on the right side. Shot's a little bit long. But the rebound goes to Amanda Orr, and she puts it back up. 14-point North Shelby lead. And only 2.5 minutes left in this ball game. Over to White, back to Moore. To Caitlin Bronner in the right corner. She doubles in and it's called for a travel. So North Shelby ball, and they have a chance to extend this lead here.
Bronner tried to split the defenders, but the crease just wasn't quite wide enough for her to do that.
Yoder dribbles the ball up the left side of the court to Donis, and she dribbles down. There's a foul on Katie Moore from Novinger. That will be Novinger's 8th team foul. 3 on Katie Moore. And Donis, again, will go to the line for a 1-1. First shot is no good. And Orr is called for an over-the-back on Potter. So that'll be her third foul. And Novinger is shooting a 1-1. So Potter will shoot this 1-1. 14-point North Shelby lead. 2:07 left in the game. She misses the first one, so Ahern dribbles it up the floor, gets it poked away by White, and she runs into Donis from North Shelby. And the foul is called on her as she slammed into Donis. That's her fourth personal foul, and she's taken out of the game. Injured nose. And Donis will shoot 1-1.
Sure, White's a little frustrated. She had the steal, but then she ran right into the other girl for North Shelby.
Donis' first shot is up and good.
North Shelby has this game well in control.
She makes the second one to extend the lead to 16. Potter to Moore to dribble up the court. Moore into Potter. It's deflected away to Caitlin Bronner. And she shoots a shot from the left corner that falls in for two. 14-point lead for North Shelby. And Ahern dribbles it up the left side of the floor. She was in a tight spot, but the North Shelby coach called a timeout. And so with a minute 32, North Shelby leads 45-31.
Novinger really didn't play a bad game tonight. They just they didn't quite have the intensity that first quarter, and they've been fighting that the whole game.
Yeah, if you get down early, it's hard to make a comeback.
But the teams have been pretty evenly matched for the rest of the game. It's just that first quarter dug them in a hole.
It looks like it'll be North Shelby ball with a minute and a half left in the game. Orr will take it out. to Ahern in the backcourt. She dribbles across the three-point line on the left side to Yoder, who dribbles it up to Donis, and North Shelby is going to stall. But Katie Moore picks up her fourth personal foul, and there's 10 fouls on Novender, so Donis will go to the line for two.
And she's proven herself to be a pretty good free throw shooter, too.
She makes the first one.
Jay, I usually jinx him when I say that.
The second one bounces around and falls in. So, North Shelby's leading by 16 going into the final minute 15 of the game. Katie Moore dribbles it up, tries to get a pass to Tolman, and Jonah pokes it away, but Tolman touched it last, so it'll be North Shelby ball. Into Ahern. She dribbles it up the left side of the court. To Donis, who dribbles it up. And they're rolling, they're just running a stall dribbling pattern. Yoder tries to dribble towards the basket, but Kelsey Potter gets the foul. Her second. Novinger has 10 tough fouls already, so Yoder will shoot two. The first one is off to the right with 57.5 seconds left. And in for North Shelby are Lindberger, Mariah Jones, Brittany Blaze, and Kelsey Bonnell. So she misses the second half as well. Novinger brings it down, and Katie Moore takes a shot out of bounds on Tolman, so North Shelby inbounds the ball. Now Jones dribbles up the court to Blaze, out to Bonnell, who dribbles past Trisha Potter, to Lindberger in the middle of the lane, who puts it up, no good, to Yoder for the rebound. She puts it up, no good. But Bonnell gets it on the other side, puts it up, and it's fouled. The foul will be on Tolman, her first, and it was a shooting foul, so she'll go to the line for two.
29 seconds left.
She misses the first one, just a little bit short. Looking to extend the 16-point North Shelby lead. And the second one bounces around and out. Caitlin Bronner grabs the rebound for Novinger, dribbles it up the right side of the court. Dribbles it in the right corner. And a long pass out to Katie Moore. Back to Caitlin Bronner on the left side. She shoots it and misses. And Kelsey Potter gets the rebound. But Bonnell fouls her when she's coming down. So there will be a foul on Kelsey Bonnell from North Shelby. That's North Shelby's eighth team foul, so 1-1. She puts up the first one, and it is good. 15-point North Shelby lead, 11 seconds left in the game. She puts up the second one, and it's no good, but Caitlin Bronner gets the rebound. Spin move, and there will be a foul on Lindberger. So, Caitlin Bronner will go to the line for two with 9.5 seconds left in the game.
Bronner has a real good spin move on there on the blocks, and if you're not expecting it, you can get easily called on a foul.
She sinks the first one. And both were straight through the net, so there's a 13-point North Shelby lead as the clock expires. Blaze goes into the passes it to Bonnell in the corner, who puts it up and misses the shot. But North Shelby wins it 47-34, and we'll be back in 10 minutes with the boys Macon County North Shelby game. So North Shelby pulls it out over Novinger 47-34.
So this is John Slavin, joined by
Jay Scudder
here in the Brashear Arena.
and we'll be back in a few.
Here we are at Shearer's Tournament 2008. We're kicking off the third game of the night between the North Shelby Raiders and the Macon County.
They're also the Raiders.
Raiders. Raiders versus Raiders.
That's right.
Guess nobody can lose there.
Nope. Well, Raiders are going to lose.
Well, yeah. Raiders, I would bet money that Raiders are going to lose. And I would say, if they made bets on this game, I would bet $2,000 that the Raiders were going to win and the Raiders were going to lose. Because I would come out one very rich man.
$2,000 isn't that much to bet if you're guaranteeing it.
Okay, let's make that $1 million.
Okay, all right, then you're going to be rich.
Wait, no, $4 billion. That makes it a lot.
You're getting a little excessive now.
Well, you know, there's always a chance that they could tie.
What do you see out of tonight's game, Sam?
Well, I think both teams are pretty fair.
It is a 4 and a 5 seed.
Yeah.
The tournament, I believe, Macon County is seeded 4th, North Shelby is seeded 5th.
Yes, you're correct. And they're close together, and I think it'll be a good game to watch. No blowouts or nothing, you know. A 30-point lead, and the game's over. But I've been watching back and forth. Looks like Macon County's making a lot more shots than North Shelby is.
Well, if warm-ups tells the tale of the game, they will take a ton of threes. I've seen only about 10 shots taken inside the three-point arc. All of them step back, including the big guy, all of them step back and launch threes in warm-ups.
Yeah.
Whereas,
it's unbelievable that they make way over half of them.
Well, I don't know if half is a good number. They make a fair amount. North Shelby, they take a lot more well-rounded shots. They'll shoot inside and outside.
Yeah. North Shelby is a competitive team. Now, one thing that is going to go Macon County's way is their height. They're all very tall.
Yeah, they got a, well, we have heights listed here. They got a 6'3 kid and two 6'2 kids to go with a 6'1 kid, whereas North Shelby has North Shelby has a 6'4 kid listed.
Whoa.
I didn't see any 6'4 kid out there. We'll see what happens. I think North Shelby's going to send out Kemp, Chin, Parsons, Stoneburner, and Goers. And Macon County is yet to decide. Here comes Andy Thompson, Josh Bailey, Ethan Thompson, the Thompson brothers. Zach Martin's out there. And we got another kid I can't see. It looks like the other starter is James Rowe. And we're off. Macon County got the tip. At the top of the key for him, it is Joel Atha. Atha sends it inside to Bailey. Bailey kicks it out to Thompson. Back to Atha for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Rowe. Rowe put it back up and in.
That was just perfect turnout right there. I mean, he didn't pass the ball out because he knew he had that block shot, and he took it. And it was smart not to pass it back out, but just take that shot if he got it.
Well, he got it. Turnover now by North Shelby. Atha has it for Macon County. Dribbles up the left side, tosses ahead to Bailey. Bailey drives into the paint, kicks it outside now for Rowe. Rowe back inside to Thompson, and Thompson's fouled on the shot by, who are they going to get there? Stoneburner? I believe Stoneburner with the foul. That's his first game's first foul. 2-0 right now, Macon County with 7:09 left in the first quarter.
Thompson will be shooting, too.
He'll shoot a pair. Nice high arcing shot, but it bounces out.
That was a close shot.
You don't get points for close.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's right. Second one is off the mark as well. Rebounded by North Shelby. Kemp has control. He passes off to Chin. chin back to Kemp, and he hits a three. 3-2 now, North Shelby with the advantage. 6:50 left in the first. Atha across the court. They try to feed it into Thompson, and it's tipped out by North Shelby. It'll stay with Macon County. Zach Martin to inbound. He can't find anybody. Finally finds the long guy, Bailey. Bailey dribbles into the right block, puts it up short. Rebounded by North Shelby. Kemp comes down with it. Kemp up ahead to Stoneburner. He dribbles in, now kicks it out right wing for three. It falls out. Rebounded there by Martin. The shot was no good by Bradshaw. Now right wing for Thompson. Thompson's the big guy, and he's out in the right corner. She flips it to Atha. Now top the key for Rowe. Rowe has his pass stolen. It was Goers that took it down but pulled it back out for North Shelby. They send it to the top of the key to set up for Parsons. Parsons loses the ball. It's picked off by Atha. Atha, length of the court, layup.
Nice shot right there.
Atha's pretty fast.
Yeah. That's one. Another thing Macon County has is speed.
Kemp, another three for North Shelby, no good. Weak side rebound goes to Thompson of Macon County, and we're headed the other way. Atha across the timeline, signals a play, gives it left wing now for Martin. Martin looks inside, gives to Bailey, top the key. Bailey inside to Thompson, turnaround jumper at 6 foot, good. 6-3, 5:25 left first quarter. Macon County with the advantage. We're going the other way with North Shelby now. Left wing to Parsons. Parsons now right wing for Kemp into the corner. Now back outside. Now left wing for Parsons. Just inside the arc. His shot's no good. Rebounded there by North Shelby. It's Goers that comes down with it. He flips it off to Chin, who drives in for the runner at about 8 feet. It goes down. 6-5 now, Macon County.
That's a beautiful shot.
Bailey has it right wing for Macon County. Feeds it into Thompson for the layup. Kind of back and forth, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah. I mean, North Shelby had a broke off with a three, and he just kind of set him up. And then Macon County just breaks out with these little block shots.
Kemp had the ball inside low, missed his first shot, got his rebound, and put it back up and in. It's 8-7 Macon County with 4:20 left first quarter.
All the Macon County boys practice for them outside shots, and then here they break off. Right there. They just pulled one out.
Thompson hit the long-distance three, just like Sam called. I don't understand why he's out shooting them, but he dialed it up. Now, North Shelby launches one they miss. On the rebound is Goers. His shot is up and good. It's 11-9 in favor of Macon County now, just under four to play in the first.
Right here, they're going to go to Bailey, I'm telling you right now.
Atha sends it across the court to Rowe. Rowe now out to Bailey. Sam is on fire. They look inside. The pass was intended for Martin, and Martin was looking for the rebound. It hit him in the back of the head, and it was picked up there by Kemp. Kemp now for three. His shot is short. He's had a lot of three-point attempts. Now he sends it out to Parsons to reset the offense. Parsons sends it left wing to Chin. Back to Parsons. Now Parsons dishes to Stoneburner. Now to Parsons. Now to Kemp on the right baseline. Back out to Parsons. Now left wing for Chin. Chin to Parsons down in the corner for Kemp. He could have had the three, but decided against it. Back out to Parsons. We feed it in to Stoneburner. Stoneburner drives to the right block, puts it up and in.
Atha.
It's 11 all.
To Bailey. You know, Bailey's just one of them boys. You don't want to get in his way. He's 6'3", and he will whoop you. Atha for three, no good.
Atha, he kind of created that shot for Atha there, and Atha couldn't knock it down. Who'd they get? They got somebody on a foul there. Who was it?
No, it's jump ball.
Oh, jump ball. It's going North Shelby's way. Kemp open for three again, not taking it. He's been off a little, so he's not going to take it. Here he goes. Wide open, and he's off again. This time it's rebounded by Parsons. His putback's no good. Second putback's no good, but he was fouled that time. He'll go to the line and shoot two. A They're going to take James Rowe on the foul. That's his first, team's first. And we got a timeout on the floor. I think it was Macon County. 2:28 left in the first quarter. It's 11-all. Sam, what have you seen so far?
Well, we thought Macon County was just going to break out and it's going to be gone. But then, here comes North Shelby out of nowhere, pulls that three out, and it's just whoosh. And that just got them all. It kind of, like, I think they figured that it would set Macon County down. But you know what? Macon County didn't set down. They just came right back with those little block shots, and it went from being, what, 3-0 to 8-3 in a matter of seconds.
It's been a good game. It's pretty well basket for basket, back and forth.
Yeah.
Right now, North Shelby has the opportunity to take the lead. Parsons to shoot. I do believe Macon County has had the lead the whole game, but it's not been much, and they're tied right now. So, North Shelby, I think, their first chance to take the lead. Parsons will shoot a pair. First one's up and rattles out.
You know, I have a friend that's a referee, and he said, he's talking about a game like this one time, except every time they go and shoot a layup, the other one would go and shoot a three. You know. See? Better they almost had it, and they tipped out by Macon County. But see, they're really trying for this. They want to take the lead right here.
Well, Parsons missed the second free throw. Stoneburner got the rebound and put it back up, but he couldn't get the shot to fall. And Macon County knocked it out, and on the inbounds play, they fed it in to Stoneburner. He tried to go in for a layup, and he was fouled, so he'll go to the line now. And North Shelby again will have an opportunity to take the lead. The foul this time was called on Josh Bailey. It's his first. The shot is up, and it's a little strong off the back iron. No good. His shot looks kind of flat.
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm looking at these kids, and they already look worn out. And it's 5 minutes in.
Actually, it's about 6 minutes in.
Yeah, sorry.
Neither shot was good there by Stoneburner, but again, Macon County knocks it out, so North Shelby is going to get the ball again. 2:20 left, first quarter. North Shelby feeds around to Parsons, now gets it into Goers. Goers on the baseline, has it knocked away, but recovers. Now throws towards Macon County. Atha knocks it out off of Parsons' foot, so it'll stay with Macon County. We're headed the other way. Atha slowly dribbles across the timeline. And his pass into Rowe is dropped, but he gets it back. Gives to Thompson, now to Bailey in the left corner. He feeds it across right wing to Atha, now inside to Martin, and Martin puts it up and in. 13-11, Macon County. Kip down the left side for North Shelby. Now gives it top the key for Chin. Chin inside to Stoneburner. Turnaround jumper, no good. Weak side rebound by Kemp. His shot is no good on the putback, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line. Macon County is doing a lot of hacking early, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah, earlier the game was more just about baskets. You know, now we are starting to see a lot more fouls than earlier on in the game. There for a while, for about 4 minutes, we only had one foul, and that's pretty good for a ball game.
Well, Kemp hits his first free throw, so it's 13-12 now in favor of Macon County. The junior launches the second shot. It's good as well. 13-all, 1:37 left first quarter. Macon County ball. Atha across the timeline, right down the middle. Left wing now for Martin. Feeds it inside to Bailey, and they're going to get Stoneburner over the back of Bailey on that pass.
You know, one thing I like about Asa is he doesn't do no behind the back, dribbling between the legs, none of that unless he has to. We haven't seen nothing yet from
him. It's all business with him.
Yeah. It's no, I'm better than you. He wants to win. That's why he stays with the main stuff so he doesn't lose control.
That's good policy. Now Aitha's going to take it out of bounds. It was knocked out by North Shelby. He feeds it into Thompson, now to Martin, left wing. Martin gives it top the key now for Rowe. Rowe, right wing for Aitha, back to Rowe. Rowe dribbles in, inside, all the way down the lane. And he passes off to Thompson, but before that, they're going to get a blocking foul on Parsons. It looked to me like he might have been set. It could have been a charge.
Foul on number 10, which is Inrich.
They feed it inside to Bailey on the inbounds, and Bailey puts it up and in. It's 15-13 with a minute left in the first quarter. Boy, this has been a tight game, hasn't it?
Yep.
North Shelby has it. Chin gets it right wing to Stoneburner. Stoneburner dribbles up, sets up for three off the back iron. Rebounded there by Parsons. Put back no good. Now rebounded by Kemp. Kemp tries to get it outside, and it's off of Macon County's foot. Rowe, that was. And Rowe was able to tip it off of Kemp again out of bounds. It'll stay with Macon County with 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
I would bet money right here. Macon County pops out of three.
We'll find out. Left wing from Martin from Atha. He gives to Thompson. Thompson tries to throw it out of bounds off of North Shelby, and he's successful. I thought a North Shelby player was going to grab that. It kind of hung in the air for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Three's coming into the game for North Shelby. That is Josh McEwen.
They got Bailey setting up top, so I imagine that means here comes the three.
Okay, we'll find out. It's going to come in from Rowe. Rowe slaps the ball. Bailey goes out left wing. Now he dribbles in, kicks it out, but he was blocked. They're going to call a blocking foul there on Parsons. That's his first. The foul earlier was on Aaron Reich.
There it goes.
There's the three from Bailey. It's no good. Rebounded. Pulled down by McEwen, up ahead to Parsons. With 20 seconds left, they'll hold for the last shot, except for that it's lost. Stolen by Macon County. They're headed the other way. Atha has the ball with 12 seconds. Left wing for Rowe. Now left corner for Bailey. Bailey dribbles out. A bullet pass into Thompson. It's stolen. Up ahead to Parsons. With 3 seconds, layup is no good. Strong on the layup. Kemp has it. And Kemp didn't realize that the clock was about to expire, so he held on to it. And that's the first quarter. Macon County goes into the second quarter with a 15-13 lead.
North Shelby's coach is mad.
Well, he wasn't satisfied with Kemp's holding on to the ball instead of turning and heaving with the last few seconds running out.
Not at all. It was more like the last few milliseconds. About the time I looked at the clock, it was 0.3, and he was at the 3-point line, and the coach was just... He was just unloading on him. And, you know, sometimes that's okay. But on his deal, he just came off the rebound. He didn't know what's happening.
Well, Sam, when you're playing basketball, you have to be aware of the clock.
I know. The clock's one of the most important things. But, you know, I think he was just getting ready to turn and look at the clock whenever the buzzer went off. Yeah.
Well, he didn't have to turn and look because his coach was hollering at him pretty viciously.
Yeah.
All right. Macon County is going to start with the ball. They have the two-point advantage headed in here to the second quarter. Atha gets a left wing for Thompson. He's going to turn and launch. Oh, that was a bad-looking shot. Rebounded there by Kemp. Kemp dribbles around, guarded closely by Martin. Now Martin backs off, and Kemp takes it up the left side. Sets it up for Parsons. Now right wing for Chin. Chin points out instructions. Points again. Now gives to Parsons. Parsons back to Chin, now inside to McEwen. Back out to Chin. Chin dribbles into the right baseline. Now hands off to Aaron Reich, and his shot's no good. Long rebound, tipped out of bounds by Macon County. It'll stay with North Shelby.
Bailey's one of them big boys, you know. He just jumps up there like he's jumping for the basketball on the jump off. He just gets up there, and whatever he does, it's just whoosh. And he just couldn't quite catch up with it.
In comes Goers for McEwen. For the North Shelby Raiders. Passes it inbounded into Aaron Reich. He flips it out to Kemp. Now right wing for Parsons. Top the key for Chin. Dribbles in. Left elbow. Kicks it out for Kemp. One of the three. Held on to it. Now gives to Chin. Fed inside to Goers. Back out to Chin. Now left wing for Kemp. And they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Goers, it looks like. He's pleading his case, but it's not going to fly. They're going to give the ball to Macon County. It's Martin inbound. Full court press now set up by North Shelby. Into Bailey. They're not trapping. Now Bailey gets rid of it, but it's poked away by Chin. Recovered by Martin. Martin breaks the press, gets it across the timeline, and his pass is deflected from behind by Kip, picked up by Goers. And Goers is fouled, but both Bailey and Rowe were all over him, and I think they're going to get Rowe. Yes, that's Rowe's foul. His second 14th foul on Macon County, fourth for North Shelby as well. North Shelby feeds it into Kemp, now back to Chin. Chin on the right wing finds Parsons. Parsons inside to Goers, back out to Parsons, now left wing for Kemp. Parsons, Chin inside to Aaron Reich. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Goers. It looked like he was fouled. They didn't call it. Rebound there by Rowe, and they're going to get Aaron Reich with a foul. And Stoneburner is going to check in now for North Shelby. In for Kemp. Macon County ball. Martin hands it off to Atha. 15-13, 6:30 left, second quarter. Rowe tries to feed it into Thompson. It's poked away, and North Shelby recovers. Stoneburner comes up with the ball. He's going to take it across himself. He gets it down to Goers, fed inside to Aaron Reich, back out to Stoneburner. He sets up for three. Yes! North Shelby takes the lead. Now they're coming with the press. Macon County's having a tough time with that press. They get bailed out by a foul here by North Shelby. Parsons with the push. 6:06 left, second quarter, 15-16. North Shelby up by one.
I got a feeling it won't be too long in Macon County because shooting one and one.
That is the 16th foul on North Shelby. Next time they will shoot a one and one. The ball is loose on the court, picked up by Bailey. Now Thompson, right wing for three. Just a little strong. Rebounded there by Parsons and North Shelby. Up ahead and tipped. Great tip pass by Aaron Wright to Goers. He misses a 6-foot shot, but it was a lot of court awareness there by Aaron Wright to see that he didn't have a shot, so he tips it off to Goers, but he couldn't knock the shot down, and Macon County comes down with the ball. At the other end, Bailey with a bad pass inside to Martin, but it's picked up there by Thompson. Thompson with a layup off the right side. It's good, 17-16. 5:20 left, second quarter. Macon County with the advantage. Chin gives the left wing now for Stoneburner. Feeds it into Goers. Goers now out to Chin for the three. His shot's no good. Long rebound. He gets it himself. Tries to get it on the right baseline to Parsons, but Parsons can't handle the pass, and he tips it out of bounds. It'll go to Macon County. Neither team in a real hot zone right now. Both are missing a lot of shots.
True. You know, I imagine if they would make all the shots that they took, which that's a big gap. But all the shots right there. He set up for a shot. And see, he was waiting for it. Whenever the ball came to him, he had everything figured out, and he took the shot.
Atha had his feet set. He was ready for the ball, and he got it and dialed down a long-distance three. It's 20-16 now, Macon County, a four-point advantage. Could be the largest lead of the game. On the other end, North Shelby missed. Macon County came down at the rebound, and Thompson had about four shots, got his rebound back again, and finally puts it up and in. It's 22-16, and all of a sudden, Macon County's opened up a fairly decent lead for this game. North Shelby, oh gosh, they're doing a lot of passing, working around Aaron Rack. His shot's good from the right elbow. Now they set up the press. Macon County's had some trouble with this press. Bailey has it on the right wing, and they're going to get him with the travel. Back to North Shelby with 3:52 left, second quarter. Kemp comes back in. Kemp, from what I've seen, is probably their most reliable long-distance option.
Really, you're probably right there.
Yeah, he shoots the three ball the best, although he got off for a little bit and was kind of gun-shy. The ball is poked away here and stolen by Macon County. It was Josh Rusher that took off the other way.
Parsons was the one who hit it out. He was running to try and get the rebound, and he fumbled it, and it hit Parsons' leg and just rolled out of bounds.
It'll stay with Macon County. Thompson is stuck in the right corner, now feeds it out to Atha, left wing for Rowe. Rowe tries to break the 2-3 zone, can't do it, finds Bailey on the left wing. His three ball is no good. And Thompson fumbles the rebound out of bounds. It'll go to North Shelby with 3:28 left, second quarter. Ball inbounded in the chin. Chin across the timeline, right down the heart of the court. Finds Gores back out to chin left wing for Kemp. He's going to dial up a deep one. Yes! Nothing but nylon on that shot. 21-22, North Shelby's cut the lead to one again. Atha has the ball in this dynamic North Shelby press. They steal it. It's Chin with the layup. Boy, that press is really working. It's timeout Macon County. They got to find something to answer this press. What would you do?
Personally, man, I'd like the press and say, everybody come here. Five's our coach. I'd say, I got two guys on this guy. And I'd say, set a screen one way and have the guys, everybody roll whenever they set a screen. No matter what, roll. Whether that man rolls or what, roll every time and set screens for him, you know. It's hard to get past two good defensive players whenever there's just one of you. You have to set screens, and that's what I would do. I would tell them, you guys have to set screens to get by this defense.
They haven't set very many screens. We'll see what happens. They come out, and they have it poked away, but he recovers. That was Lusher having trouble with the ball, but he finally gets it off to Ethan, now left wing, across the timeline. Bailey has it right wing now for Macon County. He goes around a Thompson screen, but it didn't do much because the defender went right by it. And they're going to call a reach-in foul on North Shelby that's highly questionable. Who did they tag that on?
Kemp.
Kemp's foul. That'll send Bailey to the line for a 1-1. First foul on Kemp.
We watched these free throws that earlier, and they're okay. They're not that great, but we'll see what he can do with this. And good.
Nothing but net. That's pretty good. First one goes down. It earns him a second one.
I can see guys shoot free throws that don't even hit net.
That one bounced around and fell through. It's 24-23, Macon County. 2:40 left, first half. North Shelby brings it across. It's Chin. Chin, bullet pass inside to Stoneburner. Now back out to Parsons, left wing for Kemp. Chin now top the key, dribbles into the lane, finds Stoneburner out to Parsons. Parsons going to dial a deep one. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Gores, and we'll reset the offense. He gives to Kemp. No, excuse me, that's Chin, dribbles into the lane. And he's fouled. They're going to get a reach-in on Rowe. That's Rowe's second or third. Thompson comes out of the game. In comes Josh Anderson. Rowe exits as well. That was his third foul. Inbounded to Parsons. Parsons, cross-court pass to Stoneburner. Stoneburner feeds it down low to Chin. Chin back out to Stoneburner. Now to Kemp for three. It bounced off the front of the rim, off the other side of the rim, off the backboard and in. It goes down 26-24 in this press. Sam was shaking his boots on that pass. It nearly found our booth, but it was recovered by Bailey. They dribble down to the other end and lose it out of bounds. It's going to go back to North Shelby with just under 2 minutes left in the first half.
I'm glad.
Right wing for Kipp. He's going to line up another three. In and out, rebounded by Stoneburner. Stoneburner, strong putback, but he was fouled there by Martin. North Shelby is everywhere on the offensive boards.
Yeah. I am really glad Bailey's hand was right there, right then.
I saw you shaking a little bit.
I was like, whoa.
All right. Stoneburner's shot is up and good. That's the 16th foul on Macon County, so from here on out it'll be 1-1 for North Shelby. There's only a minute 48 left though in the first half. Second shot's good. It's 28-24, North Shelby. Oh, Bailey's having trouble deciding where to go. Steps across the inbound line. That is a huge no-no. Just a middle mistake there by Bailey. Ball inbounded out of Chin, finds Stoneburner. Stoneburner on the right elbow, dribbles into the lane. He loses the ball, picked up by Bailey. Bailey kicks it ahead, and it's poked out of bounds by Kemp. Heads up play there by Kemp.
I imagine they just stopped him from pulling off the big one.
Ball inbounded into Bailey. Bailey dribbles around to the top of the key, tries to cut through a pair of defenders, and they kind of sandwich him in midair, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Chin. Although it looked to me like it could have been on either of them. That's his first, 18 fouls. Bailey will shoot a 1-1. Nailed both of them last time.
You know, that kind of makes me happy whenever number 5 says, don't call a foul on him, it was me. You know, he's saying, I did it. You know, that's nice of him to say, you know, don't blame somebody else for something I did.
He admitted it. That is rare to see somebody say, you know,
yeah.
It was me.
Yeah.
Usually you say it was him.
Yeah, it wasn't me, it was him. You know, I didn't do nothing.
Bailey made his first, missed the second, rebounded by Stoneburner. 28-25, North Shelby leads, just under a minute 30 left, first half. Stoneburner and Kemp were playing the passing game, and Kemp decided to take a three. It was no good, rebounded by Goers, whose putback was good. 30-25, North Shelby's opened up a five-point lead. They come out with the press. Lusher breaks it, goes down left wing, now back out to Atha. Atha had the three, but couldn't pull the trigger quick enough. He gives to Bailey. Bailey, awesome pass down low to Lusher. Lusher puts it up and in. 1 minute to go now. Second quarter. Kemp across the timeline on the left wing. Back out to Parsons. Parsons will hold now right wing for Stoneburner. Stoneburner back to Parsons now inside.
Nice play by Maiden County. Grabbing the ball.
It was Rowe. No, it was Martin that stripped the ball. And what they call a jump ball, I think, and it stays with North Shelby. North Shelby.
Who was laying on top of the kid?
They get the ball to Stoneburner for three in the corner. His shot rims out. Rebounded there by Bailey. Macon County has the ball for the last shot if they choose to hold on. There's 30 seconds left now. Right wing for Martin. Martin points out some instruction and that gives to Bailey. Bailey thought about the three, gives to Atha. Atha's going to launch. In and out. Rebound is spot four, knocked out of bounds by Bailey. It'll go to North Shelby with 20 seconds left. Here we go. Kemp on the left side. He dribbles down. 15 seconds. Now right wing for Parsons. Parsons points out. Cross court to Stoneburner. Now inside to Goers. Turns, fires. Shot. Rims out. Rebounded there to Lusher. Now to Bailey with three. Bailey knocked away. Picked up by Martin. Martin, his shot is up and no good. And that's the first half. North Shelby goes into halftime with a 30-27 lead. This game is all that you thought it would be, Sam.
Yes, it is.
We're going to set up the clock for 10 minutes, and we'll join you on the other side of halftime. Well, Sam's glass is full of Mountain Dew. We're ready to start the second half. Sam, do you have anything you want to say?
Good game so far.
North Shelby leads 30-27 going into the start of the second half. Both teams have shot the ball pretty well.
Yeah, really. You know, these two teams are pretty well evenly matched, you know. A fourth and fifth seed team, you know, you can't expect a blowout. And if there is a blowout, that means somebody's not having a good night.
Yeah.
Here, can I see that? That program? Who did that? Who did that? Was that his? John.
All right. They're bringing into the team huddles. Whose ball is it to start the second half, Sam?
I believe Macon, no.
I think Macon County's.
Yeah. Yeah, Macon County's ball.
All right. That's what we're going to go with anyway.
Where's Macon County at in this?
All right, Macon County's ball it is. They are on the deficit side. They're down by three. Very easy to come back from a three-point deficit. Here we go. Martin into Atha. Atha across the timeline. They set up into a 2-3 zone, North Shelby does. Rowe dribbles down right baseline, kicks it out to Bailey. Cross-court pass over to Atha. Atha launches a three. Oh, in and out. I thought for sure he was going to tie this game up.
I did, too. It looked like a shot, but, you know, he had to come off that hard pass, and that didn't help him.
Yeah. Basketball is a game of inches, and he was on the wrong side of that one.
Uh-oh.
Chin has the ball for North Shelby. His shot's a little short. Rebounded by Thompson after it was batted around for a while. Atha up ahead to Bailey now for the Macon County Raiders. Bailey dribbles in, now kicks out to Atha, finds Martin. Martin just inside the top of the arc. Now to Bailey in the left corner. He ties this game up with a three ball.
There was that practice shot we saw the whole time.
30-all with 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Stoneburner has it for North Shelby. Left wing to Kemp, inside to Goers. Goers off the backboard. His shot rims out, rebounded by Bailey.
Bailey's just one of those athletes you can depend on. He's tall, he's quick. You know, he can do just about anything for you.
He seems like he's everywhere. Thompson, nice pass to Bailey. Now inside to Martin. Martin shot no good, rebounded by Kemp. Kemp brings it up the left side. Martin was all over him, but Kemp was able to secure it anyway. Parsons feeds it into Stoneburner now. Stoneburner off the right block. Shot off the glass is good. 32-30. Now, North Shelby leads. 6:15 left third quarter. Bailey to Martin. Now back to Bailey. Bailey down the middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Rowe. Rowe's three-point shot is no good. Picked up by Martin. His pass is deflected. And then he knocks it out of bounds. It'll go to North Shelby. Looks like Parsons to inbound. He'll give it off to Chin. Chin jogs it across the timeline, and North Shelby sets up. Left wing now for Kemp. He had the three if he wanted it. Decided to pass it off inside the Goers. Now outside in the corner. I can't tell who it is. Stoneburner. Stoneburner passes in the Goers. His shot's no good, and it's pulled down by Bailey. Bailey to Atha. Atha now right wing for Rowe. Almost loses it out of bounds, but he regains himself. They were going alley-oop to Bailey, but he couldn't get it down. Now picked up by Thompson. Thompson's turnaround shot from 6 feet falls out. Rebounded there by Stoneburner.
Bailey jumped so high whenever he went for that rebound, he folded their net up.
Well, the net comes unfolded on the other end as Kemp sinks a two-point shot just inside the arc. Atha has it now on the left wing. Passes off to Bailey. Bailey another three. Oh, he splashes it home.
They better shut him down.
33-34, North Shelby with a one-point lead with five left in the third quarter. Right wing for Parsons, now left wing for Kemp. Kemp back to Chin, top the key, right wing for Parsons. He had the three, opted against it. Back out to Parsons there, giving him a lot of cushion on that wing. Kemp, they close a little faster on Kemp. Now into the right corner for Stoneburner. Turnaround pass out to Chin, back to Parsons, now left wing for Kemp. They're looking to get it inside the Goers, but they've shut him down pretty well inside. Thompson playing pretty good defense for Macon County. Right wing, finally a shot taken by Chin, and it's an air ball. Rebounded by Martin. Passes off to Atha. Back to Martin for Macon County. 2-3 zone set up by North Shelby. It's an extended zone out past the three-point line. Atha gets it into Bailey again for another three. Hits it again. My goodness, he's hot over there in that left corner.
They're going to have to shut him down. He Chin is on fire.
Chin feeds it inside to Stoneburner, and he loses it to Atha. Atha goes right wing, passes to Bailey way outside on the right side. He's going to pull up for another three. Off the front iron this time, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kemp. Kemp across the timeline. Left wing now fed inside to Stoneburner. His hook shot's no good. Pulled down now by Thompson. Thompson ahead to Bailey on the left side for Macon County. 36-34, Macon County leads, 3:40 left third quarter. Atha, left wing, now inside for Thompson off the left block, and they're going to get a push on Stoneburner. That's the first foul of the second half.
Uh-oh.
Stoneburner's coming out. They put in Caldwell. Ball passed off to Thompson. Now Bailey, wide open. Left wing shot, no good again.
Did you see that ball just roll off the rim? They are not guarding him good enough.
No, he's still able to get the shot off. Meanwhile, on the other end, Gore's shot is no good. And they're going to get North Shelby over the back on the rebound. That's Caldwell. He just got in and he got his foul. He wants his name in the stat book. Rowe inside the eighth now for Macon County. Atha slowly brings it across, gives it in to Bailey. Bailey's pass to Thompson's tipped away, picked up by Goers. Goers all the way down to the right baseline, pulls it back now, gives to Caldwell. Caldwell, like quadruple teamed, passes off to Kemp. Now right wing for Caldwell. He's going to launch a three. Off the front iron, rebounded by Goers. Goers dribbles out to the right corner and throws it to Kemp, saving it out of bounds. Picked up by Rowe. Rowe at the other end loses it. Kemp tips it away. Picked up there by Parsons. Parsons throws it to Atha. Atha up ahead to Bailey. He's going to set up and take a three.
Oh, boy.
No good. Rebounded there by Martin. Turn around, put back, no good. Picked up by Parsons. Poked away by Bailey, and it's knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Macon County.
I tell you what, Bailey is having a great game right here. Josh Bailey, tell you what, he's having a heck of a game.
He did create that possession. He just hit it out of bounds off a person's knee to keep Macon County in possession. Ball inbounded to Bailey. Bailey has double teamed now. He gives to Thompson. Thompson's double teamed. He loses it to Martin. Martin inside the lane kicks it out finally to Bailey. Bailey dribbles into like a quadruple team again. His shot's up and good though.
Bailey is, I imagine if you look at the score, he's got over half of it.
It's 38-34 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
There goes the three. No
three
good.
Ball by Kemp is no good. Pulled down by Atha. Macon County's ahead by four right now. Just under 150 to play. 38-34 and Macon County has the ball. They give it right wing for Bailey. Bailey dribbles in. Terrible looking pass. Picked off by Kemp. Kemp goes the other way and he has it knocked out of bounds. Oh, no. They're going to say it was off of Kemp. Atha came from behind and pushed that out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off Kemp. I think that...
Oh, no, he shoved him. Number two shoved him.
I didn't see that one.
Not happy there.
It looked to me for sure like that ball was out of bounds off of Atha, but they're going to give it to Macon County.
Well, say that number two shoved him after he hit it out.
I didn't see that. Anyway, the ball will stay with Macon County here. It's passed up ahead to Atha. He about loses it, but regains. Now inside to Bailey. Turnaround shot from 18 foot is no good. Rebound by Chin, and we're headed North Shelby way. 1:20 left third quarter. It's 38-34 in favor of Macon County. Right wing for Kemp. Kemp now to McEwen. McEwen back to Kemp. He's going to take a deep three. He was 3 feet outside the arc. His shot was short. Rebounded there by... Who is that? Aaron Wright, and it's out of bounds off of him. It'll go to Macon County. I think we have a timeout on the floor. North Shelby. Whew.
Got exciting there. I mean, Bailey hit those 3 three-pointers. Just boom, boom, boom. And they didn't do nothing.
Well, they left him with enough room that he could still pop some off. He got off there towards the end of the streak and started missing two or three.
Yeah, but I imagine we're going to see another great quarter from him. Oh, I'm sorry. It finished the quarter from him.
Yeah, we got to finish the third. There's 1:02 left in the third quarter. Macon County's up by four, and they have the ball. Rowe to Atha, back to Rowe now, right wing. Rowe takes it inside towards the lane, pulls up, now feeds it out to Atha, left wing for Bailey. Bailey gives it to Lusher. Lusher's shot is about 5 feet short of the basket. His three-pointer did not look pretty, and it's knocked out of bounds by Macon County. It'll go to North Shelby. Chin to bring it down for the Raiders. 40 seconds left, third quarter. Left wing now for McEwen. No, excuse me, that's Caldwell. Caldwell into the corner. I can't see who that is. Back to Caldwell. Now fit inside to Ehrenreich. Ehrenreich, shot is good. Turn around one-handed. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-like hook shot. Right wing for Rowe. Rowe dribbled towards the basket on the right baseline, and he was fouled there by Caldwell. It was on the floor, so Macon County will take it out. That's Caldwell's second foul. Martin set to pull the string on the inbounds. Finally tosses it into Bailey. Bailey gives off to Rowe. Rowe shot's no good. Martin comes in, gets the rebound. And Martin was traveling. He couldn't get a shot up and was backing out without dribbling. And that, they get him with a travel. 12 seconds left. Macon County's up by two. North Shelby can go down and tie or take the lead before the end of the quarter. They feed it outside. It's Caldwell. Caldwell's shot is off the front of the rim. No good. Putback is out. Up and in. That was in. In before the end of the quarter. They're counting it. Shot. Who was that? I could not tell who got the putback. It was Kemp. Kemp got the putback right before the end of the third quarter. And we're going to go into the fourth quarter tied at 38. Sam, what do you have to say about that?
Wow. I thought they were going to take a lead, you know, bust out to three. You know, but instead they said, guys, we can't, we're not going to go for the win. We're going to go for the tie of the third quarter because we know we cannot make that three. They said, we have to tell ourselves that shot is not our shot. These little inside shots are. And that's,
well,
it's good for them to think that because
they did. They took a three before. They took three shots in that last 12 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and they, some of them shots weren't so pretty either.
Well, that's true. Only one of them went in. And North Shelby will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Kemp has it right wing, feeds it inside to McEwen. McEwen now gives it back out to Chin on the left elbow. Shot is good. And all of a sudden, North Shelby has the lead. 40-38. Macon County's Bailey dribbles up and loses it. It's poked away and stolen. Oh, and on the breakaway, Chin is knocked down, and they're not gonna call a foul. Oh my!
Whoa.
North Shelby's bench is livid, and they probably have something to complain about because it looked like he was pushed, and there was a no call. And in fact, they lost the ball out of bounds. They'll go back to Macon County. Up ahead is Bailey. He's gonna take it all the way. Yes.
Yes!
40-all, 7:25 left fourth quarter. Chin, right wing now for Parsons, into the corner for Stoneburner. He drives baseline, and he steps out of bounds. Good defense there by Macon County to force Stoneburner out of bounds. Martin inbound now for Macon County. Throws in the row, up ahead to Atha. Atha across the timeline, right wing, he's trapped. And they're going to get a blocking foul on Kemp.
Oh, boy.
That's Kemp's third foul. It's now Martin inbound for Macon County. Into Bailey. Bailey's going to launch a three. Off the front iron, gets his own rebound. Takes it inside. He's stripped. Stripped by Chin. We're headed the other way. He passes up ahead to Kemp. Shot no good. Put back in by Chin.
Woo!
32-40, North Shelby, just under 7 minutes to go. North Shelby with the press, it's broken by Macon County. Bailey has it on the right side. He takes it up to the right wing, cross-court pass over to Rowe, now out to 8th on the left wing. Back to Rowe. Rowe has the shot if he wants it. His pass in to Martin is poked away and stolen by Stoneburner. Now ahead to Kemp. Kemp out to Stoneburner, one of the three, now drives into the lane. Midair shot falls out. Pulled down by Rowe just before it goes out of bounds. He gives to Atha, and we're going the other way. Atha just across the mid-court line finds Rowe. Rowe takes it inside to Thompson. Thompson has it poked away and stolen by Stoneburner. Now to Parsons on the left side. Parsons gives it left wing. Now back out to Parsons to Stoneburner just inside the arc on the right wing. Yes! Nothing but nylon. 44-40. North Shelby ahead. Just under six to play. Throwing up ahead to Bailey. Bailey quick pass to Thompson, and Thompson can't handle it. The ball's on the floor. Picked up and now poked away again. Now Bailey has control of it. He takes it towards the rim. Reverse layup, no good. Picked up by Thompson. His shot's an air ball. Rebounded by Kemp. He gives to Chin. Chin puts it on the ground. Picked up by Bailey. Bailey falling away. His shot's no good. And they're going to get a push on the rebound. Rowe is grabbing the ball, and I believe it's going to be a push on North Shelby on Kemp. That's the fourth on Kemp. The ref has given North Shelby's coach a warning for excessive angriness. All right. Ball inbounded into Atha. Atha's shot is a wide off three-pointer. Now ahead to Kemp for North Shelby. He dribbles into the right corner. He gets trapped now out to Parsons to Sonberner. Sonberner on the travel. He was setting up that fake three and dribble drive because he's been doing it all night, and that time he shuffled the feet. 5:23 in the fourth quarter, 44-40 in favor of North Shelby. Martin into Atha. Atha ahead to Lusher. Lusher holds, now puts it on the floor. Right wing to Bailey. Bailey over to Atha. Atha fake pass, now back out to Bailey, back to Atha. Atha inside to Thompson. Thompson double team. He puts it up anyway, and he gets it. 6 foot turnaround is good for Thompson, and it's 44-42 North Shelby, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Ball's picked up by Martin. Headed the other way. Poked out by Kemp now. Back to Martin. Martin, that he had that pass telegraphed, and he saw it, picked it up, took it the other way, and they're going to say when Martin got it back, he stepped out of bounds, and North Shelby is going to get the ball back. I thought for sure he had the layup, but Kip did a good job hustling back down and poking it out.
Yeah.
Again, a stolen pass by Lusher, head to Bailey. Bailey, coast to coast, ducks it all. 34 all. Timeout, North Shelby. 4:36 left in the fourth. 44-44.
They pulled out a big one.
Bailey got that all by himself and said he's going to flush it home.
I knew he was going to do that. I was waiting for it, too.
It doesn't get much better than this. It'll be North Shelby ball.
That is the first time I have seen a legal dunk in over a year, probably. Last time I saw that happen was the first night of Brashear's tournament exactly a year ago, and Douglas did it.
Yep. Ball's poked out of bounds by Martin. It'll stay with North Shelby. Parsons to inbound for the Raiders. Gives it to Stoneburner. Stoneburner has it left wing. Thought about the three, now gets it in the corner. Back to Stoneburner. Back into the corner. It's Chin. Chin finds Goers. He misses a layup. An easy, easy shot. He can't get it to fall. It's going Macon County's way. Atha has it. Atha, right wing for Martin. Martin to Thompson in the corner. Thompson puts it on the floor. Has it stolen. Picked off by Chin. All the way. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebounded by Goers. Shot no good. Put back is no good by Stoneburner. They had three shots under 2 feet. They could not get a one of them, but he was fouled. Stoneburner was finally on the last one by Thompson. That's Thompson's first foul. Macon County's first foul of the whole half.
Oh, they mole.
Shot up and good. 45-40, North Shelby. Aaron Reich checks in for Goers. Stoneburner. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Fourth dribble. Up and in. 46-44. 3:52 left to play. Left wing for Atha. Atha, they've got the kind of three-quarter press. He finds Bailey across the timeline. Bailey, nice pass to Lusher up and in. Oh, what a pass by Josh Bailey. He wrapped that around the defender and put it right into Lusher's hands. Lusher with the easy basket. Stoneburner has a left wing. He's pressured, now gives it off to Chin. Chin inside to Ehrenreich. And Ehrenreich is pushed there by Lusher. second foul on Macon County. That's the first on Lusher. Stoneburner to trigger inbounds. They get it into Chin on the right wing. Chin to Parsons. Now into the corner for McEwen. Now Chin drives in. Right-handed layup falls home. 48-46, North Shelby advantage. Ahead to Thompson, now Bailey on the left side. Bailey drives into the lane. Flips it right wing for Lusher just inside the arc. His shot is no good. A rebound's poked around and up ahead now to Parsons for North Shelby. His shot falls in. Boy, that hung on the rim, and we've got a hurt player. Thompson's on the ground in pain on the other end. He's doubled over. Andy Thompson of Macon County. Now he gets to his feet. He appears to be okay. I didn't see what happened to him.
A couple Macon County kids ran over him.
He looks to be okay. He's walking to the other end now. It'll be Macon County ball. 50-46, North Shelby leads with 2:54 left to play. Martin to Atha. They still haven't broken the press. They're having trouble. Ball poked out of bounds by Kemp. Well, that was a good effort. Now Martin will throw in again just before the timeline. Straight into Lusher across the halfway point. Left wing for Atha's going to launch a three, short by quite a bit. Rebounded by Atha, fed into Thompson. Turnaround shot, good. Thompson's feeling better now. Ball inbounded to Parsons with 2.5 left to play. Parsons across the timeline. Looks left, throws right, almost stolen by Lusher. And slammed up to the bounds off of Aaron Wright.
Bad time to make a bad pass.
Back to Macon County.
So.
It's going to be Martin to inbound. He gets it into Atha. Back to Martin. The full court press still in effect. Finally pushed across by Atha, but his skip pass to Lusher is wide right. It goes out of bounds. It's going back to North Shelby with 2:12 left to play. North Shelby brings it across, and Macon County doesn't run the press like North Shelby does. Chin to Stoneburner, now to Parsons. Back to Chin, into Stoneburner again. Dribbles into the lane, blocked by Thompson. Chin has again, just takes it inside the arc. His shot's good. Chin has been big down the stretch here for North Shelby. Ball's poked away, picked up by Parsons, laid up and in by North Shelby. And that's going to call for a timeout now for Macon County. 54-48, all of a sudden North Shelby has a nice little lead with a minute 33 left. What do you have to say, Sam?
I don't know. Turned around.
Macon County, it's coming down to that press that North Shelby sets up. Macon County can't handle it. They're having a tough time breaking it, and when they do, sometimes they'll throw it out of bounds and end up turning it over anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be Macon County ball. North Shelby comes out in their press. It's a 3-2 style press.
Ouch.
Here we go. Martin set to inbound. They get it to Atha. Atha's dribbling it off the loose. And they're going to get Parsons on a come-from-behind foul. Reach in. That's the seventh foul. That's going to send Atha to the line for a 1-1. That's the third on Parsons. 1:29 left in the fourth quarter. Shot up and out. Rebounded there by Kemp. Kemp ahead to Goers and now to Stoneburner. Stoneburner in the corner for Parsons. Parsons back to Kemp. Kemp to Parsons, now right wing for Stoneburner. And they're going to get a foul on Bailey. Just the third team foul for Macon County. That's the third on Bailey, and Macon County wants to talk about it again. Well, now Macon County finds themselves in a bad situation. They're going to have to foul, I think. And they only have three team fouls, so they're going to have to foul a lot.
Yeah, a lot. More like a lot, a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
They got to get four fouls before they'll send North Shelby to the line. Down to 1:11 left. Parsons will inbound. Ball goes into Stoneburner. He's wide open under the basket. He lays it up and in. That may cinch the game. 56-48, 1:05 left. Macon County again having trouble with this press. They're going to get a block on Parsons as Lesher was trying to get around him. North Shelby is not doing themselves any favors fouling Macon County in this situation.
None at all.
We're now under a minute, and Lesher will go to the line for 1-1. For Macon County to get back in, they got to hit these free throws. Hey, bricks it. Rebounded there by Stoneburner. Up ahead to Chin. 55 seconds. Chin dribbles around. He's fouled. They don't call it. Kemp about loses that he was fouled like four times, and finally they get a reach in. 48 seconds left. That foul was on Martin, but it's just the fourth team foul. Second on Martin. Parsons to inbound. He finds Kemp. Kemp gives to Chin. Chin tries to pass. It's knocked out of bounds by Macon County with 41 seconds left. Still need three fouls before it sends North Shelby to the line. Into Goers. Goers to Parsons. Parsons' shot is no good, but he was fouled, so he'll go to the line. He'll shoot a pair this time.
Gonna be shooting some deuces.
Shot up and good.
So what shot?
57-48. Chance to open up a 10-point lead here.
What do you say? Nothing but a... Nothing but a...
He missed it. Rebounded by Martin. Martin up ahead. The top switch picked off. Kemp has the ball and he's slapped by Bailey. And that's probably going to do it. 30 seconds left. Kemp's going to go to the line. No, that's only the 15th foul.
No, it's 6.
Stoneburner has the ball. Bailey with the reach. Didn't get the foul. Goers back to Stoneburner. Bailey tried to get the steal. Stoneburner now dribbles around. Tries to get it to Chin, and he's fouled by Atha. 17 seconds left. Any efforts now are pretty well moot on the fouling because that's still only the 6th foul. So that's the 7th.
That's Atha's first foul.
That's the 7th. Yeah, Atha picks up his first foul with 17 seconds left in the game. Chin will shoot a 1-1. Up and good. 58-48. The score is going to make this seem not as close, nearly as close as it was. Second shot good by Chin as well. The ball is poked away, but Martin recovers into Thompson. Thompson dribbles down and gets the shot. 10 seconds left, and they call a timeout.
They think they can do this.
50-59, and this is all but over.
There's one way they can win. One way.
What way is that?
they can shoot a three-pointer, get a technical called on North Shelby, make all their five free throws. Whenever they pass it in, steal it, put up a shot, and make it. But, all that has to go right. And the chances of that, Nope. Still not seeing it.
I'd say the chances of shooting five free throws in a row.
And making a roll.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty slim a happening, Sam. Here we go. Macon County ball. They come out of the timeout with 9.5 seconds left, down by 9. And North Shelby has the ball. That's right, Macon County just made a shot. Macon County now pulls out the full court press. Cross court heave to Kibb. He takes the layup in. Macon County ball. Bailey will dribble up with 3 seconds left. He loses it. They're going to launch a three. Martin is no good. And that's the ball game. North Shelby takes it, 61-50.
Good game.
I'm here with Sam Smith.
Hi.
And this is Tyler Killen, rounding third and heading for home.
See you later.